Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino en Mexico.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday, February 14th, 2022, Valentine's Day. Yes, we got to record on Valentine's Day.
We got permission.
Sunday was my Valentine's Day. I had to, you know, make up for it yesterday, so that we can record today.
Nice.
Mine was Friday night.
Oh, see, that was smart. Very smart. So for you guys listening on Wednesday, happy belated Valentine's Day. Hope you guys had a nice holiday. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got some announcements for our Patreons. We've got some information. We got a winner for our draft, the BTW draft. We'll give you an update on our factions. We could maybe glance over some Guardian Cup. I've got a couple that I've been practicing with that I'd like to talk about. So since my team is locked in and we started, we could talk about it now.
We haven't started quite yet, but we will by the time this comes out.
Yeah. We're going to go through, I guess, the initial meta, for our Budget Cup tournament. And then I'm going to give you guys a update on our Battle for the Belt qualifiers, which has been an interesting time
to say the least.
yeah, it's been interesting, but I'll tell you, everyone who's in it is like competing their asses off. Like they're going hard, so that's good.
So Astro, what we need to do is once you get the belt in, you got to get a video reveal since we're on video now.
Oh yeah, I will.
Oh yeah.
That's true. That's awesome.
I got we'll wait till the tournament starts. Right now it's just the qualifiers, so we'll see. Hop Hip Community Day on Saturday, or the Stardust Bonanza, as it turned out to be, because that's everybody was blowing up our Discord, which is how much
Audino was like 10,000 plus dust. Oh, it was so nice.
So good. It was so good. And they announced the community day?
They haven't announced what any of them are, but they've got the dates at least.
Yep. And then we've got some things about like the known issues page. Bunch of stuff in the in-game news to go over. GBL, we've got some fixes that I think Wildcat really took a good look at. and is pretty excited about it, I would say. No, not excited at all.
Very unhappy about okay. it, actually.
I read the text wrong. I didn't get the right connotation from it. So we got that. League rotations, and then we've got what, Johto Cup? Or
yep, coming soon. Yeah.
And then we've got I've got a new top 10 for this week. That'll be fun.
It's been our 1 year. I think that was the last time we did it. Or has it been after that?
It has been. It's been since January 1st. Wow.
That's awesome. Okay, good. Wow. So we got that, questions and answers, and whatever else decides to come out of our mouths. So yeah, before we do any of that, Wildcat, how was your week?
Week was good. I did some things in GBL we'll talk about later. And actually did get out and play a little bit for Hoppit Community Day. It wasn't snowing for once. Woohoo! Celebrations! It was still cold, but it wasn't snowing at least. I only played Hoppit Community Day for like 2.5 hours. So, it was okay. Dino, what about you?
Mine was okay. I wasn't like grinding at all. But just trying to play, because trying to play three accounts with GBL, it just takes way too much time, and I literally like I can't do anything else.
It's the first world problems there.
Here's a simple solution.
What?
Cut out one account.
I can't. I'm addicted. I have a problem.
I'll just give you
admitting
my
you have a problem is the first solution.
Swap out your third account for my account, and we'll just, keep it on the down low. No one will know.
Keep it on the low low.
Just, you don't hit legend right away. Just like, slow. Expert.
Just leave it to the last week, and then go ham.
Yeah, and then go crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I that's what I've been concentrating mostly, just because I hit legend on my main account, so I'm just kind of like trying to hit the other ones if I can, if it's possible. I've only done two legend accounts, and also just trying out new teams in the process, so that's kind of fun. I did get a lot of, not as much, I think I played like 2 hours since I woke up pretty late on Saturday, because the day before I got fucked up. unlike Astro, I did go to bed at 5 a.m. that night. So I was pretty dead.
Didn't take my advice was the problem. Is that what I'm hearing?
I did drink a lot of Powerade. I don't think I took any Advil. I think that's what you suggested,
the
right?
Advil and waking up and getting a shower and then going back to bed. That's the key.
What I did is I woke my dogs, jumped on my bed at, 8 a.m. And then I ate and then went back to sleep. And then I woke up, at 12. I'm like, crap, it's community day. I was so upset, and then I had to literally put all the Stardust pieces and all that stuff for the rest of the time. But I think I got 300 or 400K Stardust just staying at home because I didn't feel like going out. So, so yeah, it was good. And I was also playing my sets at the time, so all that plus that was it added up pretty fast, and I used it all already. So. Yeah, we were literally just talking about using the Stardust when you don't need to, but it is what it is. But yeah, what about you, Astro?
Yeah, it was a good week. Saturday, so Community Day, I played the entire time. I actually, my kids didn't want
to
do it.
I told you he was the one that really grinds, Dean,
yeah.
Yeah. Right? We should have done that thing that you did to me with the age. I'm curious to see how much he has.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll add that to the question section at the end. We got a question for you tonight, Astro.
We have a question for him.
All right. So, yeah, Saturday, the kids didn't want to do it. They were doing some Fortnite thing, and my wife was like, just go. That's fine. So I went by myself, and I got to, do my normal Community Day routine. And I ended up with 750,000 Stardust.
Nice. Do you still have that?
Now, was your play place considered a park? Were you getting skip bling like you hoped?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh my God. Yes. I had the park that I played at has 3 soccer fields and a football field. And all of those were just lit up with skip bling. So I just, I threw my gacha on. I bought 15, I think, 15 star pieces or something like that. However they come, I think they come in 3 8s. So 16. I think, yeah. It's like 1 in 8 or 8. I don't know. Whatever it is. The second
I don't know.
So I bought 2 of those, and those just ran the entire time. Gotcha. And I was doing rocket battles. While my gacha was going, I was doing rocket battles because the grunts are 750, and then plus your catch with a star piece. And then when you get your leaders, it's 1500 plus the catch. So, and a lot of
plus
the grunts.
Plus the egg.
Yeah.
Plus the egg.
Plus the egg. I hatched probably maybe like 6 or 7 12Ks.
Nice.
So I did it. And then Lyle was sending me Audino raids. People were sending me raids like all day, which was awesome. Ton of Lickitung raids. And then, you know, whatever raids I was doing with the people, like the locals that were out there playing. So it was good.
You know,
it was
a big day when Dino got friendship with me.
Wow.
I sent an Audino his way and he actually joined. Yeah. I'm like, what? We're doing friendship things?
Wow.
Yeah. We're actually and then, interacting.
Yeah. As far as Pokemon, I actually, so what was it? Thursday or Friday? Like I went on, we'll talk about it in GBL. I went on a tear and then I went in the shitter like super fast. It was unbelievable how fast I lost everything that I built up. But yeah, other than that, Saturday, if you follow me on Twitter, it was a drunken karaoke night. If my brother or sister-in-law will send me the video, I'll post it of me doing House of Pain and Justin Bieber.
Oh my God, I don't know. Please, we need to like put it on.
So
make this happen. Whatever it takes, make it happen.
If they send it to me, I will post it. I'll post it on the BTW Twitter instead of just mine. So I'm not gonna like purposely seek it out, but if they remember to send it to me, I will.
What's their names on Twitter? We'll make sure they remember.
Or Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. So so before we get started, like into like our segments and stuff like that, if you've been on our Twitch streams or you're in the Discord, was it Tuesday? Thursday?
When? Thursday.
We announced a brand new tier for our Patreon. It is a $3 tier called the Members Coaching Tier. Wildcat, do you want to explain it? You could probably explain it better than I could.
Yeah, so this is something that came up. Lyles was asking about doing some live coaching directly in Discord. So we didn't want to devalue our Coach's Corner tier, where Dino and I are really helping out. We're doing the live streams, things of that nature. So what we decided was, for those folks that, you know, don't want to get on Twitch, do the live coaching with Dino and I, we wanted to make a kind of an intermediate tier where some of our top battling members will actually do live sessions with you, help you team build, things of that nature, directly in Discord. So Lyles and Miami Doc are partnering together and being the bickery old couple together. It's real fun watching the two of them work together.
It's so much fun.
It's so fun. They just like to pick at each other. Just keep picking at each other. It's
but
hilarious.
The thing is they're getting a taste of what we get every single day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But they also very much are top battlers. So what we decided to do, we hadn't really found a way to reward our Twitch subscribers yet. So we decided, number one, Twitch subscribers, even if that's Prime, which is free to you, you already pay for it. If you give it to us, you're going to get Discord access just like you are a Patreon member. but you're also going to get this member coaching tier where you have access to our coaches, as well as Astor was saying, we added it to Patreon, kind of a mid-tier between the standard Discord access and Coaching Corner. So it's the $3 tier. Links are in the show notes, all that fun things.
Nice. Do you know, have they started that yet, or are they still...
They're going to start it up tomorrow night. Took off tonight because of Valentine's Day for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So maybe in a couple weeks, maybe we'll have Matthew get with them and ask him how that thing is going, and we'll put it as a special little segment in next week's show or the show after. Just so that we can get there, since they're doing it, I don't know what's going on with it, so we'll see. And then we had some Twitch stuff going on. Dino did his Super Bowl Twitch stream marathon, from what I hear. Yes.
Yeah, it's marathon. Yeah, basically. But
basically.
Yeah. So funny thing about that. So Saturday night. So Saturday night, I decided to start using passes to get more Stardust, to take advantage of the Love Cup, get more. I was racking up a lot of Stardust playing GBL. So I'm like, okay.
Hey, credit who taught you that? Credit who taught you that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Give Mama Climbs her credit. Come on.
Yeah, she's the one that I kept seeing doing it in her stream, and I was just like, it makes sense, especially now, because I had 16 and I just didn't use it because I don't raid. And it made sense because there's three times the Stardust for Love Cups or Master League, whichever one you play. Anyway, so I was in a role of playing before midnight, and I it hit 12. And I just kept going, and it was 2 a.m. and I had no more sets. And that's Sunday. That's for
you
Sunday.
You sound like me.
And funny thing is, I didn't notice it at the moment. I woke up the next day at 9 a.m. and then I'm like, crap, I have a stream.
Literally my first notification on Sunday morning was Dina goes, I screwed up.
Literally, you can go back.
That's awesome. And then you streamed Super Bowl. So that was Saturday. Then you streamed Sunday as well.
That was Sunday. Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Yeah. So that was Sunday night.
So technically, you streamed twice on Sunday. Technically, if you went Saturday.
He wasn't streaming Saturday night when he did this.
That's
why I'm shaming him. Shame.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
So, and then so you did that, and then Mama Climbs was streaming, or was she streaming with you guys?
It was with me.
I had asked her, yeah, because
you had no more sets and you needed someone to fill time.
I had asked her. No. I asked her days ago. But I played.
Someone bailed on him for some reason. I don't know. Something about the Rams winning a Super Bowl and they would refuse to join.
Some guy named Wildcat or something like that didn't want to play with me. So, So I decided to ask around. She had said that she may be watching it, but she doesn't watch football, so she said she was down. So I actually ended up playing with my alt accounts during the stream. So I lucked out. If not, I would have just turned to like a coaching's corner, basically, that if it wasn't for the alt accounts. So, and then after the Super Bowl, this guy over here goes could I jump in? And we're like, sure. Worst mistake ever.
It was a good time, y'all. Good time. I should have not been playing Saints.
He started molding bad. He just was. I think you had two bad sets.
Yeah. And then I just decided to start having fun and giving the other two a hard time.
Yeah. And then, he just started having way too much fun. I don't know if you guys want to go back and check that out, but we were cracking up. He was just going crazy. It almost seemed like he drank, but he didn't.
I was completely sober.
That's awesome.
He was just
I was happy. In a really good mood because the Rams won the Super Bowl. That will only be mentioned at least 17 more times.
17 yeah. more times. Got it. Cool. That's awesome. And so, yeah, we get that. And then last week we launched our YouTube, and I got it out on time, like I said I was going to do. It was nice. A mission. It was a mission because I could do this audio editing, but when it came to like doing that, like I sat in front of my computer with Adobe, what is it, Premiere, and was just like, So I figured it out. Like I watched a couple tutorials later, but I was like, I got to get it out by Friday. Otherwise, Wildcat's going to like just he's never going to let me live it down. Because I promised Thursday or Friday, and I did. So I just used our, you know, the editing thing that comes in the with the Riverside, our recording site. And I thought it came out okay. I heard that the audio was a little off at times, but I guess it was okay. I haven't checked the stats on our views or anything like that. So,
well, I think some people didn't even realize we put it up. I mentioned it on stream. They're like, oh, we should go check that out. And I'm like, yes, well, you should.
I tweeted it out. I put it out on our Twitter. So, did and obviously,
Discord?
I got an email. I got an email from someone asking me for the link to the YouTube because we had mentioned it on the show that it was going to be out.
Nice. So,
yeah. See? So, but yeah, check that out. So, because we're a baby YouTube account, we don't have a URL. It's literally just really? A bunch of letters and numbers after it. So we'll put the link in the show notes. And then I also put the link in our bio on Twitter. And then if you guys, you don't have, I mean, if you want to watch it, like I hate saying things like this, but if you, what is it? Click subscribe and the little bell. I got to get my YouTube
click like, subscribe,
down.
And the like, bell, and turn on notifications.
Yes, that.
I don't that watch thing. A lot of YouTube at all, y'all. Obviously, I don't watch any YouTube.
I don't even yeah. know that.
That way we can get a URL. Just so it's not nice. Like all this big, huge thing, and it could just be BTW PvP. So, yep. So don't worry. Those will get better as I get better with Premiere. They
if
will
only
get
you knew someone that's used to edit in Premiere on a daily basis.
Well, I mean, that person didn't offer up their time to download. I mean, that person has the password to get the files. They have everything. They could have just been like, hey, I got this one. But
you said yeah. you had it taken care of and didn't ask for help.
I know. I know. It's not like anybody. It's not like you were jumping in there.
Look, let's be honest. That was nearly 10 years ago, but still.
Hey, I took a video editing class in ninth grade. It was like 2000.
Hey, but jeez. Did you have highlights featured on ESPN?
No. No.
I have.
No. I got my digital camera taken away for recording teachers in class without their permission. So I got my video camera rights revoked for that.
That sounds like something you would do.
It was, yes, it was a lot of fun. So, all right. So let's go ahead. Let's get this show on a roll and jump over to the SILF section.
SILF Arena News.
Right, so we wrapped up the BTW draft tournament. Congratulations to Lyles Jeff for a 6-0 sweep. Insane. Insane.
You know, I was looking at his team. He actually had a lot of good picks, and I was very surprised.
It blew me away once I asked, because I went through and looked at it. I'm like, how did we do another CW? What happened the last time? CW just got a solid, well-rounded team. Lyles has a solid, well-rounded team.
Yeah,
he does.
And let me tell you, if okay, so I'll tell you his team. He had Primeape, Alolan Exeggutor, Shadow Caesar, Lugia, Marsh Top, and Larion. All right. That Alolan Exeggutor was a pain in the ass, man. I had to play him first round, and that thing just wrecked me. Like, I had no idea what to do against it.
Yeah, and it was really a smart build out, too, because he had two different charm counters. So he had two weak to charm, but he had two that just straight hard countered any charm user out there.
Yeah.
So really smart team building on that aspect.
Yeah. I learned after that that my team had no answer for any type of dragon or anything that has dragon tail or dragon breath. And I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was, who did I put? Whoever my last opponent was. Oh, it was, is it Chelsea?
Dark Ice? Yep.
Yeah. She led with her Shadow Dragonite, which I don't know how that was even available for her to draft. And I promise you, it'll be my first draft ban pick next time. Literally, she led with it every time and just ran through my entire team. Like, I couldn't, there was nothing I could do. Literally nothing I could do.
Only you had a Galarian Darmanitan. It wasn't that useful.
It still would have been.
That's so crazy. I would have loved to go against Dragon Pokemon, but I did not see any at all against me.
Yeah.
So I got wrecked.
So, yeah, that was, good. It was fun. I loved the draft. That's always fun. Was our last winner, was CW a sweep?
CW was a sweep, yes, as well.
Oh, look at that. So two drafts down and two sweeps. So
what we need to do is have CW and Lyles play each other now with their two different draft teams.
That would be interesting. Speaking of playing other people, just a quick update on the factions. We had our first loss. And it
I'm
was
sorry.
It was no, I mean, it's
look, we did not get, it was an 11-10 loss. It wasn't like we got,
yeah, we lost smoked by 1 point. We lost by 1 point.
I lost twice. You lost twice. Both of our matches we could have won.
God.
So, I mean, it was, they were all close matches. It was rough.
Yeah. I felt like shit after mine. I was just like, God. It ended up, it was, I don't know if I could have won it. I could have possibly won it. But I got stuck with one of those, I got hit with the charge move, but then as soon as the shield was done, I pressed my charge move and it didn't go off, and they were able to get in a counter and wipe out my Alolan or my Kanto Muk, which just threw off my entire thing. But it was just one of those things where it wouldn't have gotten turned over, because it was really hard to see my finger hitting that sludge wave.
I watched it a few times. I think you had too little HP and you needed one poison jab and then to throw. You were this much energy off. I think it was legitimate, yeah, what happened. It just was rough.
Yeah. But I felt good because I hung in there. He was a legend, and he was a really nice guy. We talked for a little bit, and he agreed. He was like, I would have been pissed too if it was the other way around. So,
and it's the second time this faction has beat us, actually.
Yep.
And we got better this time. Last time I think they beat us like 15-6 or something ridiculous. They creamed us.
Yeah.
So, and we're growing.
Yeah. Hey, we're doing good. This is our first loss of this cycle. So I'm proud of our team. We're doing really well. And these guys, I mean, everyone on that I've talked to on their team have been like really, really nice. Their team captain reached out. I wasn't even playing him, reached out to me. It was just like, hey, we're playing again. Like talking to me about things, like making sure everything was going okay. So, kudos to those guys. And then, today it should have started an hour and a half ago, right?
Started 3 minutes ago.
Well, it just started.
It just started now? Okay.
Yeah, we were giving one more competitor a chance to get in.
Okay. Who was it?
I'm not going to call them out like that because I don't know if they joined.
No, we don't.
They did not, actually.
They didn't join?
Nope. But it started. I think it started. Yeah, I remember. It's up and going.
I think I
round one it. Literally just went live a minute ago while we were recording.
Let's see. Who did I get? Who did I get here? We're gonna do this live.
Live reactions.
You got Lyles.
I got JDGX. Ooh. First round.
He's asleep now, so you don't have to worry about it tonight.
Yeah. So that started. So there's a couple things. So I know you guys, we talked about this the other night. You guys haven't been really practicing this meta as much as you normally do, right?
Not even close.
Oh, I mean, so, I had one practice round with Lyles, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I did one practice tournament with Fish and got wrecked by Relicanth and learned nothing. I'm like, that Pokemon's really good. I have zero access to this Pokemon.
Yeah. So I did a few. I did a live tournament last week, and then I did a couple practice battles with Lyles, with Miami Doc, some other people. Actually battled against Greninja Muffin, and he brought Empoleon, and it just tore my team to shreds. Like, I had nothing to help beat that thing. So needless to say, that is on my team now. but how do you guys feel about your teams? Like, are you comfortable with your team or you're like shaky about it?
I had my first round in PGR, did sweep it. Very good battles. Pidgeot yet again seems broken in this meta. With so many ghosts, and now people are bringing Jump Bluff as well. And I can tell you, thank you to my opponent who had no chance of winning the final matchup, but went ahead and threw Aerobatics anyways. It let me see how much Aerobatics did to a Pidgeot, which was so helpful. So thank you so much. It actually taught me something, which I needed to know. So Angry Bunny Man, you are my hero.
Is that information that you're going to
I was
going to
say, can
everyone?
You share that? Like,
yes. Yes. So Acrobatics does about 40% to a Pidgeot.
Wait, now, was that with a Feather Dance debuff?
Nope. That was without.
Huh.
Isn't Pidgeot sort of glassy? That's and like the attack glassy, is right? kind of like.
It is. It only does about 40%. So just that keep that in mind. If you haven't started your tourneys, maybe Jump Bluff doesn't have as much play as we thought it did originally.
Yeah,
well, looks like I may get screwed. Yeah. No, I mean, like based on team builder, my team is really solid. It's A and straight Bs all across.
Miami Doc brought a Hippowdon.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Me and him were talking about that.
I'm assuming
about that.
Ice Fang on that.
Yes.
Is my guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We talked about it, what was it? I want to say Friday morning. We had a good conversation about that. And so that Pokemon for all the Jump Bluff people, if you see a Hippowdon on there, expect them to run it because it's going to literally wall your Jump Bluff. Like those bullet seeds aren't gonna get fast enough. From that Ice Fang. That Ice Fang is going to wreck you.
Oh, and as expected, Thick Fish is thick and very good.
Yep. Yeah.
Alola Mola is very, very good. I'm just looking through all the teams right now, seeing any interesting. I see a few Surf Etches, a few Primates, a Dusclops. Our Nuffalo is bringing a Dusclops here. Anything else interesting? There's that Empoleon. Malamar made an appearance. Gorgeist is all over the place. Two Dusclops. Greninja is also bringing a Dusclops.
There's another interesting pick on mine.
Oh, Electivire or Donphan?
Nope. Donphan.
Counter or Charm?
I tried it.
That's for me to know and you to find out.
I tried it with Lyles, and Lyles was like saying that it didn't really have much play. And
which is funny because I tried it with him and he was like, well, yeah.
What was this recent or before?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, that was funny. He said that to me yesterday too.
The day before, yeah. So nice. it was the missing piece. It was between Hippowdon and Donphan. And I just worked better with Donphan than the Hippo.
Yeah. Fair. So,
yeah.
Just looking, see a few Luxrays. What else here? Electrodes making an appearance. Yeah. Pretty solid. There's a decent variety in here, which I like. Oh, Charizard? Conky's bringing a Charizard here?
Yeah.
What did Dino bring? Let's see what Dino brought. As meta basic gets.
Is it meta basic, though?
Pretty much. I mean, outside of Primeape, which we already talked about was actually really good against the meta, the rest of it's pretty basic meta.
I didn't know Marowak was pretty basic.
It's the second best fire attacker after Ninetales.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Like I said, I didn't practice. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Good job. So I went Sea King, Dragonite, Electivire, Donphan, Empoleon, and Ninetales. Not going to tell you movesets on any of them, but just their Astro moves. That's all I'm going to say on some of them, they're Astro moves. And when they work, they work.
And when they don't, you lose 0-3 very badly.
I don't know about that. I will say this. Sea King is legit. It is legit in this cup. So if you're going up against a Sea King, just be prepared for it. It has something to like cover everything. Even the stuff it's weak to.
Yeah. My Alolan Graveler would like to see your Sea King about something.
Depends.
I think it still has play against that too, though.
With Druid, it does, but you're going to be bait dependent.
Depending on your shields and stuff like that. Yeah, I think in a one shield, it'll beat it, right?
If you bait, yes. If you bait with Icy Wind and then go drill run it, will.
I'll just build 2 drill runs. I'm not going to bait. I'm just going to go for it.
You won't have time. That's the point. That's why you have to bait. Because you need the lowered attack to keep the Volt Switches from taking you down that quickly.
And you're Graveler or Golem?
Graveler.
But isn't Graveler run... Well, okay. Well, then you kind of... Because most Gravelers are running double Rock.
Volt Switch. Yeah. Volt Switch, Volt double Rock. And
double Rock. So the Volts would Sea King's pretty thick. You'd be surprised.
The only scenario
I watched Mama Climbs run it all the time, all her stream the other day. I know exactly how thick that thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only wins in the 0-0 scenarios with Sea King. That's the only way you can win, unless you have a shield with Sea King.
I mean, it would lose if I played you with it, but like if I gave it to Dino to play you, there'd be a good chance that he could beat it.
But yeah, as far as my team, I went with Gorgeist, Pidgeot, Alolan Graveler, Alolamola, Machamp, and Marowak. So mine's as much crap as I've given Dino, mine's fairly basic meta outside of Pidgeot. Who should be basic meta when you look at the rest of the meta.
Yeah.
However, I can tell you Pidgeot takes down an Alolamola. Those Gust just chunk that thing. Even as thick as it is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You have to shield one time, and it takes down an Alolamola just on Gust and Feather Dance.
I'll tell you, that fish is... Those waterfalls, they can be annoying. That's why I didn't bring Steelix. Because I figured that was going to be everywhere. So I was like, let me just leave that alone. So, yeah. So we'll give you guys updates as we go on from there. And then we announced our teams. We did that last week, announced the teams for the Budget Cup tournament. And we went through, I guess, the initial, like, the meta, and pretty, I like it. It seems fun.
I'm pretty excited for it, honestly.
Yeah. I love seeing things like Raichu, like, rank 4 here, which is awesome.
I can tell you Empoleon is going to be huge. We talked about how much that waterfall damage will add up. I think nearly every team has to have an Empoleon. I think almost every team has to have a Wish Cache. And then from there, you can really start to feel things out. Dino's boys out here, Meganium's out here ready to wreck what I just mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Talonflame will be popular.
This looks fun. I mean, just from, you know, what Matthew gave us here, the top 13, it's very grass heavy.
I think that's because Wish Cache is so going to be so popular.
Yeah. So Wish Cache, really, Empoleon, and then Graveler doesn't handle grass very well.
Graveler doesn't, neither does Raichu.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one thing I will say on Raichu, I would not be running triple electric moves. Let's just be honest.
Either one of them, the Alolan or I'd be what? Alolan has Grass Knot.
Alolan has Grass Knot and Psychic. The regular has Charm, which isn't really on many Pokemon in this meta. It also has access to Brick Break and Skull Bash. So it has some play as well. Wormadam Trash comes in pretty big here, down at number 20. I think Crustle could have some play. I think you're going to have to look down the list a little bit to find some of those off type picks as we're helping our teams build out. Ariados. God, I hate that stupid thing in Love Cup.
I have no problem with it.
But it could be really good because of what you talked about with the grass being so popular. So there's some picks even down near the bottom of the list that actually have a chance to really matter in the end.
Cool. So we're still signing up for that? We're still doing
sign-ups? Sign-ups close on Sunday. Or is it? Sunday. No, it's not even this Sunday. In two Sundays, the 27th, we really delayed this one out, so we just could get a little bit of a break because we have the actual Guardian Cup going now as well.
Gotcha. So me and Thanks Obama, like, we just couldn't think of a name for our team. And there was the Zobama that I had thought of, but apparently Fish thought of the exact same thing. But I kind of like Astrobama.
God, he's vain, isn't he?
No, it's Astrobama. Because it's but it has to have all those O's, and you have to say it like that. You have to say Obama. So that's our team name. It was either that or We Don't Really Suck. Team We Don't Suck Bad.
Oh my god!
I got to call Thanks Obama out. He's not doing Guardian Cup. He's the highest ranked Sylph battler in our Discord, and he's not doing Guardian Cup with us.
Maybe he doesn't like it.
I don't blame him.
Yeah,
it's not been my favorite meta so far.
Yeah. So speaking of Thanks Obama, we're almost done with the qualifying rounds. Of the Battle for the Belt. Group 1 finished up today, and I think Group 2 and Group 2 is about, they're on their last round, and then 3 and 4. And let me tell you, so Group 1 has been the guinea pig, because they're the first ones. They finished round one within, like, what, an hour of us opening up the tournament?
I'm not certain it was that long.
It was, like, they were, like, halfway done, like, within a day. And then I gave everybody, like, a two-day break because of Community Day and Super Bowl and stuff like that. But they've kind of been the guinea pig on what to do with ties and stuff like that. And we had basically a two-way tie for, it was a tie for first and second. It was thanks Obama and Mosh Pit.
Not only did they tied with the same number of wins as well, which was our tiebreaker.
Yeah. So, and then Conky and Mama Climbs were tied to take that third spot. So I was like, shit, what do I do here? So I was like, well, like I go back to like my sports, like mind. And I was like, oh, well, thanks Obama beat Mosh Pit on the head to head. So technically that, but then I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to be like that. Because I, you know, I asked Wildcat, and Wildcat was like, well, technically Sylph has this one. So it was just, it was conflicting. So instead of that, we just decided, what? We're going to let them battle it out. And how many battles?
A round of five. We will have a determined winner at the end of this.
The best of five. And we, you know, we put them in a group chat just to make sure they were okay with it. And they were like, yeah, this is, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's a good way to handle everything. So we should have a determination on first, second, and third out of group one. I think group two is pretty clear cut with ZT Smith taking slot one there, I believe.
Just comes in the Discord at the last minute and just dominating things.
Yeah. Yeah, he dominated. He swept 5-0. And then our executive producer Matthew Breaker, and it looks like Fighting Gobbler are gonna take turns battling out for second and third there. And
hey, then group four just got started. We probably should tag them in Discord.
Did they? They just got started?
I didn't just hit start round as we were talking.
Finally. They were the last ones, but they had a last minute addition to their team. So, and then it looks like at a group three, we've got it's Graves, King Tom, and Frost Benny. And then let's see. Group four's still got one more round, but it looks like it's gonna be Schwartz, Lyle, and three Floyds. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun thing. I will once we have everyone finished, I'll put the brackets together and I'll tweet it out so you guys can see like the brackets of who's playing who. But it's been like there's been some interesting wins and some interesting losses. And interesting people playing. Reyes joining the first time, I think, in BTW.
Wait, I think he joined one of our early Sylph tournaments just to help us get to eight. But yeah, not he doesn't.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But,
wait, but you said he's Reyes?
Yeah, Reyes is in the battle for the belt.
No and way.
He got dealt a pretty rough hand. He got stuck at group four with some pretty intense competitors with Lyle, JDGX, three Floyds, and Schwartz. So sorry, bud, that's just the way the randomizer did it.
So, oh man.
But it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited for this. Everyone seems to be having a good time with it. Everyone's been like really cool with like all of our little quirks, and they understand that this is the first time. So hopefully by the Ultra League one, everything should be smoothed out. And it looks like we're on pace to finish this by the end of the month. So March will be Ultra League. So we should be able to start that up in March. And I think that's it for like Sylph stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. So then let's go ahead and move over to our in-game.
I'm rich, bitch!
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
Here comes the money! Money,
dollar, dollar! 5.95.
Yay! A lot of people liked it.
I was confused, like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, Dino didn't listen to the show last week, apparently.
I guess not. No, yes. That was the first time. Should we just leave him in the dark about it?
I hope he's smart enough to figure it out.
Until he can figure it out.
Are we still talking about
the same
thing?
Smoke coming out of his ears. Lord, the gears.
We're talking about the same thing. I think I figured out, like, as soon as you said that. So we're good.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of people liked it. So it's sticking around. All right. In-game news. We had Hopip Community Day. We kind of talked about it a little.
We basically talked about all the stuff, yeah, those games and stuff like that.
I felt like it was a good community day. It kept me interested.
Better ones we've had in a while. Like, the shiny's good, the reward was good. It has PvP relevance. Did you guys get any good PvP ones?
This guy got rank one.
I got a rank one.
But
I
got a rank shiny?
No. All my shinies. Okay,
that would have been awesome.
How much XL candy is that going to cost you in dust to be able to rank one?
Oh. It's actually not that much.
Is it level 43 for the XL rank one? Level 43, I believe, right?
I don't know. I know my rank 19 was going to cost me 300,000 dust, and I'm like, not building that. So I also got a rank, or no, my rank 10 is going to cost me 300,000 dust. My rank 19 is only going to cost me 125,000 dust. Guess which one's going to get built?
I can take a guess. It would be the cheaper one. I got a shiny rank 17 that I already built, which is in the cup. So nice. That's where my dust went, for the most part, at least in that regards. And I was surprised because, I mean, I think I had like over 150 XL, so I didn't really need to worry about like 200 plus. So
yeah, it's a small XL. It doesn't require XL, so it's best community we've had in a while. That's what I think.
Yeah, it was a great combination of a little bit of everything, and especially for PvP players, you know, it the Stardust. I think that's what everyone enjoyed the most because we saw everyone posting like, "Oh, I got 500. I got 300." So I think everyone. I think it was a great community day, and of course I didn't play the whole thing, and I feel so salty about that.
Yeah,
I played 2.5 hours.
I played the whole thing.
But you still got what, like 200 plus, like
got 200,000 dust on it.
That's really good for 2 hours though. Like I think I got like only 300 and I played 4 hours.
Audino raids, dude. Audino raids. That's, is where it was at. That was the dust.
I messed up so bad with that.
So my rank one right now, so I haven't powered it up or anything, just straight evolved, is at level 13 at 536 CP. It's going to cost 276 regular candy, 64 XL candy, and 316,800 Stardust.
Plus 50.
Plus the 50 for the second move.
So 375,000 Stardust. Oof, that's hard.
To get it to a level 43. I'm not doing it unless like it's absolutely necessary that I have to have this thing. It's gonna sit there and just look pretty until then.
Let's be honest. If you're in a meta where Tropius is good,
I'm going Tropius.
If you don't have a Tropius, Jumpluff is a acceptable replacement.
Correct. I learned that what, two seasons ago from For the Battles, because she was running what was it, a double grass line with Tropius, and I just substituted Jumpluff and it worked just as well.
And with acrobatics, it is better now. Yeah,
because before it was just aerial ace and it didn't really do
it's
much
a huge,
there.
Yeah, so. It's a huge difference for like a 45 energy move versus a 60, and the 60 does 132 damage.
Yeah.
So it's a huge difference from just the 66 damage that the aerial ace did.
Yeah.
And it's a bulky little piece of cotton.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. That's what's good about it. So that was fun. Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a very good community day. I don't have probably the first time I don't have any complaints about it. Like, it didn't drag for me. Like, it didn't feel like there was too much going on. Thought it was worked out really well. So then we've got the day this comes out, our friend Deoxys is coming into raids, but it's his ugly stepbrother, the normal form. But like we had mentioned last week, all the forms can be shiny for the first time. Plus, they all use the same candy, and they all use the same XL candy. So you're going to have, what, 3 weeks? Is it? No?
They're three days each.
3 days. Okay, so you'll have a week of like, 3, 6. Oh, a little more than a week. My math was off there.
Yeah, 9 days.
Yeah.
Counting is hard.
Yeah, I have my shoes on, so... Sorry.
It's that South Florida education for you.
Yep, edumacation. We got it. But yeah, I mean, 9 days of Deoxys is not bad. My wallet's not going to like it, but...
And yeah. It is a shiny chase. Oh god, I may actually do it.
Will you guys be doing, like, all of them? Because for me, like, I get that all of them give you candy, but I feel like I'll suffice with just doing like the Wednesday raid. Or is it Wednesday raid? For Deoxys on the 23rd. I think that would be like the only day I'll be going hard, because I feel like I don't want to spend too much money on raiding. For me, at least.
I will also say, if you're having trouble finding Deoxys, I expect this to be very similar to Registeel, and Pokegenie Qs will stay pretty low throughout the entire time. I think yesterday I looked and for Registeel, Pokegenie was down at like the Q average was like 55, which takes 3 minutes to get through pretty much. So you can just pump out raids.
That's awesome. I won't like, like during the raid hour, I'll probably go a little harder, but I mean, if my game is open and someone sends it to me, I'm going to do it. Like if I see it, I will, if I see the notification or I see the little thing pop up, I will do it. I'm not gonna not, but I'm also not gonna be upset if I don't get a shiny. I have a rank 1 for Ultra League that I need the XL candy for, so I really don't care about anything else. Like, if I get them, I get them, like, great, but like, I'm not gonna be like pissed if I don't get them. So that's normal form is the 16th through the 19th, then the 19th through the 22nd is attack form, and then 22nd through the 25th is going to be defense form. The attack form is going to be that's the one you said we could solo.
It is soloable, yes.
So
even more so now that there's level 50s.
So that one probably is going to be your easiest one if you want to go do, you know, grind out candy and XL, XL candy. That's probably going to be the easiest one for you to do it, because then you don't have to really rely too much on other people sending it. I know defense form you need like a minimum of like 6, I think.
I think you can get it done now with 4, with the best buddy boost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or best friend boost, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But it's tough.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. So spotlight hours. On the 22nd, we've got Voltorb. The reason we're not mentioning the one this week is because it happens after the show, before the show comes out, so it doesn't really matter. Just in case anybody was wondering, we didn't forget. It's just gonna be passed. So the 22nd, Voltorb. two times catch candy. Electrode is very meta. Plus, there's going to be a new form. So here's a good chance they all use the same candy. So it's a good chance. And I still don't have a blue one. So I need to get that shiny.
I want the Great Ball so bad. But also, yeah, don't act like we're not going to forget about Spotlight Hour tomorrow. Come on. When was the last time you actually played a Spotlight Hour?
It's been a while. I didn't play. Wasn't the Spritzy one like double Stardust?
I think, yeah, I played that one. Because I remember I having like so many of them. So I did play that one.
The thing is most of the time, I'm still at work during those. So by the time I like get in my car and I look, I'm like, what the hell is all these things? Oh, okay. I remember the raid ones a little more for some reason. I don't know. I guess maybe because Wednesday I don't stay at work as late. So maybe that's our Thursday. Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Voltorb is fun. I will try and do this one. Like I said, I don't have the blue one, so I'm going to, if someone reminds me, maybe I'll set an alarm on my phone, but we'll see. Listen, okay, how about this? Someone remind me, text me, message me, whatever. If you have my phone number, text me. If you message me, whatever, like 10 minutes before the Eastern time zone starts. So that way I'll remember.
Does the Eastern time zone start here? Let's...
6.
There we go.
Yes, 6. I was gonna say 7, but then I was like, you know what? I feel like they did it like right after. This is the only way I can say it. they do it right after white people dinner time, which is 5 p.m. and I only know that because growing up, when my dad was home, we had dinner at like 8. But when my dad would have to work late, my mom had dinner on the table at 5 o'clock. And we were always like, why? The sun's still up.
That must be a South Florida white people thing. Because I'm sorry, we don't do dinner till like 6:30, 7 o'clock up here.
Oh, yeah. Dinner for us is like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Like, there was one day, what were we doing? It's like 10 o'clock and my dinner showed up. We were doing something. Yeah, I'm like eating dinner. It was something with the Twitch stuff. And I'm sitting there eating dinner at like 10 o'clock while we're working on this thing. Because that's just how I was. That's how I was raised. Dinner time is at night when the sun is down.
But does dinner go on for like 3 hours? Do you have the full Italian experience with your dinner as well?
Not in my family. We weren't ever a big dinner table people. Normally it was because my dad worked late. So by the time he got home, like we were already like on our way to bed. But also my mom had like bad experiences with dinner tables growing up as a kid. So she was like, no, not going to happen. We're not doing dinner. And that's kind of my brother and sister. My brother doesn't even have a dining room table in his house. That's like how little like we do dinner tables. So, but yeah, it's just, I guess maybe it's just a South Florida thing.
So, it's just an Astro thing. Let's be honest here.
It's gotta be. Oh wait, hold on. I have a sound. I've had that sound since Fish did that video.
I was like, wait, who was that? But now you
said
that's
the
it makes
first
sense.
Time I've gotten to use it, because it was the first time like it actually made sense to use it.
Oh my god, so. We need to have that, each of us. Okay. Stop.
So let's see, what do we got? I just lost track. Okay, here we are. Upcoming events. Johto lead-up event starts on Friday, right?
And still no info, of course.
That's so...
But it'll be out before our show comes out, guaranteed. It probably drops tomorrow morning.
or it'll come out on
Wednesday.
If only
we were, you know, part of the partner program or something.
Ken, you're listening to this show. Ken. So yeah, but that's starting on the 18th and running through the 25th. And then, so here's some shit. How about they canceled Orlando's play event?
And to make it worse, wherever they replaced it is during the weekend of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Good job, Niantic.
No, that was
No. Don't blame Niantic. Blame okay, your governor. Job, whoever. Let's be honest. Well,
Yes, it was definitely the fact that our governor is a moron, and that's the extent of my political stance on anything. Before I offend people, but I think anyone who's from South Florida that listens to our show completely agrees with me. But yeah, that sucks because, man, I was really excited. Like, I wasn't going to be in it. I was just excited for, like, all of us to get together and then have, like, the people that were, like, planning on actually, like, coming down just to, like, hang out and chill and whatever. But it was replaced with Indianapolis?
Yes, Indianapolis on Mother's Day weekend.
How am I going to swing this?
My wife's already given me permission. I've already been given the go-ahead. She's like, I have to work on Mother's Day anyways. Go. We'll see if I actually go. But
here's the thing. This is why. So
it's a trap.
But also, Wildcat works from home. So he plays, I think, Mr. Mom a lot at home. So maybe, like, she's just like, you know what? We'll give him a little slack there, which is awesome. It's very lucky because no way am I going to bring this up to my wife now because I didn't even realize it.
You got to, though. Come on. There has to be an official BTW event.
It's my wife is Hispanic. If I bring that up, you may not have a host.
Yeah, I was actually thinking, like, my mom is going to be like, my mom is super Hispanic, so. Yeah.
My wife's doing things like this. Hold on, let me get the box up here.
Oh, yeah, for you guys watching the YouTube, this thing is fucking amazing. God, I want that. See, we're not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to watch the YouTube video to find out what Wildcat's wife
is. I almost did it on purpose. But that was my Valentine's Day gift. My wife's awesome. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, I mean, my wife is awesome. But there's no way in hell I'm asking her to go to Indianapolis on Mother's Day weekend for a Pokemon event.
But did you notice something else that changed with this when they eliminated Orlando? There's some other changes they threw in here.
Yeah. Yeah. So some more shit to add to it. Salt to the wound. So you remember, like, how we were, like, super, like, oh, we got to go hard, Season 9, hit Legend. All you people that can get the Legend, hit Legend, because this is going to be your ticket in. Yeah. They decided, no, now that Season 9 is over, we're going to do Season 10. Like, what the hell?
That is specifically for Milwaukee and all the other sites that is not Indianapolis. So Indianapolis, you can still qualify via Season 9 ranking. But that's only Indianapolis because it's the first tourney to happen.
Just make it after. Just move it after.
One weekend. Just move it one weekend.
It's a poor weekend to put it on to begin with. Like, just move it.
To be frank, I did not realize that was Mother's Day because that is the earliest I ever remember Mother's Day being.
Yeah. But watch, give it a month. I bet you that gets changed.
I don't know. I mean, I hope.
When they start seeing how many people aren't going to come.
I don't know. You got to, like, I feel like you have a lot of people with time that play Pokemon.
I don't think there's enough mothers, spouses that are as cool as Wildcat's wife to give them the go-ahead for this. I think he's the minority in this situation here.
Yeah. What about...
It's
really, yeah, no, it's really bad.
Yeah.
What's even stranger, that puts two in the Midwest. Because you have Indianapolis and Milwaukee both being host sites for regionals.
When is the Milwaukee one?
June, I want to say.
Ooh. June in Wisconsin, right? Milwaukee. Yeah, June in Wisconsin in June isn't bad. It's like Florida winter.
By June, no, actually, it's pretty hot and humid in Milwaukee.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a cool place to go.
Indy will actually be Florida winter in May.
Oh, yeah, but we've already determined that Indy is out of the question. Milwaukee, I think that one may be it.
Dino. See, the problem is Indy's only a 3-hour drive for me.
And
wait, weren't you gonna come to Orlando?
You were gonna fly to Orlando.
I was, but that was just because I was coming to see you guys.
Well, if we're going to Milwaukee, then it's the same thing.
But also, Orlando has Disney World.
This is true.
Milwaukee has
what?
The Brewers.
Do they have Mall of America?
That's Minneapolis.
No? Minneapolis. Okay, I was getting the M's mixed up, and I thought for some reason Mighty Ducks was in Milwaukee, but it's Minnesota. Yeah, you're right. That's how I remember where anyway, moving on. So there's that. Yeah, man, that sucks.
Don't they have like the championships or something like a few days later after one of the other tournaments?
No, the championship's in London in August.
Okay, because I saw one like after June. I think it was like a few days after.
Yeah, I think the regionals go all the way up into mid-July, or maybe even early August. But yeah, the championships are in London in August if you win your regions.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Bad.
But we also got rules thanks to someone that decided to leak the official playbook.
Who did that?
Don't know what happened on Reddit. We're just covering what's been posted in the news via Reddit.
We do not condone this, but we will read it.
But we thank you very much.
We thank you, and we'll read it. The Pokemon Plays event rules. It is going to be a show 6, pick 3.
How many top GBL battlers flame out due to that rule? Don't do Sylph.
Probably. If you don't do Sylph... Probably.
Because it is a different game than Blind 3.
I'm thinking, the more that I think about it, it depends. Well, I could just go by off of what, like I saw Zionic in the one cup that we did for the trainers doing good. He wasn't even ranked. Like, I don't think he even had a Sylph battle under him. And
he did early. He used to do Sylph a lot, though. Okay. Before GBL become as big. Most of those top level ones that you're talking about did some level of Sylph, but I'm talking about those folks that just simply focus on GBL leaderboard. That have never really practiced. Because when you start to stop and think, I see 6 Pokemon, they're going to see my 6, I'm seeing their 6. I have to figure out what's going to work against. Well, it really actually changes the game of battling.
I wish we knew somebody who was like that. Who only did GBL and didn't do Sylph.
I know. I wonder who could be a representation of that.
If we could figure it out, we can maybe ask that person how the difference between the GBL Blind 3 and the Show 6 Pick 3.
I'm so glad that. I'm so glad I started doing Sylph, you know?
Yeah.
So
No, for real, right?
Huh?
Is it that much like, so you pretty much for what? Almost the first whole year of our show didn't do Sylph up until recently.
Yeah.
So, basically. I mean, you did season one?
I think season 1 and 2.
Yeah. And then that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
So getting back into that Sylph style, was it a learning curve or was it pretty easy for you to
it's just kind of like getting back on the bike, to be honest with you, like it, because I've done this, I can't speak on the in the perspective like I've never done it at all. So it's kind of just like, you know, you've done something before and then you just hop back on in and just continue doing it. It did take me a little bit longer to figure that out. So I assume for people that haven't done it at all can take a little bit longer, but they're like, you said it yourself, if they're like top tier, they may actually learn pretty quick. I wouldn't be surprised, but I'll be honest, it's not that hard to figure out, like, you know, the strategy where we go through like these like this Pokemon beats like five of his Pokemon and this Pokemon, and, like, you know, it's not a hard concept, at least for me. So
okay, so we'll go through the rest of this stuff. 1500 CP cap, no megas, no move changes allowed between rounds. So it sounds pretty basic, like Sylph rules. Only one best buddy boost. Best of three for the pool phase of the tournament. And then once it gets into the final phases, it's going to be a best of five. And then it's during the best of five is the elimination bracket?
I did not fully read it, but I think the pool phase feeds into the final phase, which would be the adept elimination bracket, from the way I understand it, at least.
Okay. If you lost the previous round, you still could still win the tournament by beating the undefeated champ twice in the best of five.
So double elimination. Woohoo!
Yeah, double elimination.
I do think once you get out of that pool phase and people have it down, the top battlers will still be top battlers. But I think in that early pool phase, you may see some names take a couple hits when they didn't expect to initially.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's probably going to be some upsets. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see
and
some.
And the other thing, ones. You can't use your own device. Everyone's going to be on a level playing field. What are they using, Astro?
They're not using iPhones.
it's funny you say that, because Brad says that because they're using Samsungs that suddenly people with iPhones have a disadvantage. I mean, for me, a phone is a phone. Like, I don't care. So, no, I've played on an iPad or whatever the other one is. It's not called an iPad, whichever one the other one is called. It's just like a different kind of bigger screen. I have no idea what you guys call it. You guys have like an iPad equivalent.
Tablet?
Sure. Yes. So, Samsung
tablet?
Yeah, so a tablet. I played it with a tablet and it wasn't any different to me. So, I don't know if you guys, if there's something like faster, or I don't know what you guys were referring to, that is
with
a huge
the
difference.
model they're using, I don't expect to see that much of a difference, because they're not using a top end 120 frame refresh rate.
Yeah,
so it's a crappy phone or a standard phone?
It's a Metro PCS phone.
It's a middle of the Metro. Road.
Yeah, so it's like that, what is it, Cricket Wireless. Yeah. I think it's one of those. So it's the Galaxy A52. So if you've seen that.
I think that's what Twitch Rivals sent out, maybe, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Okay. And you can't bring your own devices. So I thought that was cool. It plays right into what Wildcat was saying. So what I think is going to be interesting, and they didn't put that, is if they're going to allow you to log into your account, or if you're going to have to register your Pokemon with the IVs and CPs and moves, and then they put it into the account for you, into like a separate account.
I would guess it's going to be you're logging into your account, because everyone has to have a Pokemon Trainer Club ID.
Okay.
Which they still have yet to release information on how you link your existing Pogo account to TCPI's Trainer Club if you didn't do that out of the gate. So we're still waiting on that information.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the most we've gotten since what they said they were going to give it to us, what, months ago? The beginning of season 9, I think, or like by,
we were owed it by the end of December, and it's been radio silent since.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like this. This is cool. It's going to be fun. It'll be fun. I'm guess it sounds just like open Great League. The only, you know, restriction here is no megas. So shadows are eligible. XLs, there's no really any other bands. So that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. And so they also today, right? Today, I saw it today. So, next season's Community Day dates have been released. So we got Sunday, March 13th, Saturday, April 23rd, and Saturday, May 21st. Do you have any, let's go through, let's just do March for right now. Do you have a March guess? Dino?
Not me. That's all Wildcat.
I don't think it'll be the starter. I think we're going to get something else random again. I think starter's coming April is my guess.
Which starters would it be?
What was the Chespin? Is that? Yeah, so that's the next starter in line. So I think that'll be April. It thematically kind of suits a little bit, in my opinion, with April. I think March, we're going to get something that's pretty bleh again.
I'm going to go and just say we're going to get Finnegan, right? Finnegan?
That would be going out of starter order, though. They have to go. It would be Chespin, Finnegan, then whatever the water one is. Froakie.
Yeah.
So I think we're in line for Chespin if we're going to get a starter. So you're thinking starter next month?
Yeah, I think they're going to do the starters. And then after May, because then we get into summer, and that's when then I think they're going to do like those votes again, maybe for June, before we start getting into GoFest season. So that's just my opinion. Plus Greninja with Hydro Cannon, because you know they're not giving it what is it, water surrogate, whatever,
shuriken
that. Whatever. Wait, so it is,
wait, thing. why do you think they're not going to give that, just because every water starter is getting the same move?
Yeah,
correct. They'll give it to it, they'll just add it to its move pool. They'll do what they did with Blaze Kick and Razor Shell and just add it to its move pool.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
They could do that. And then...
Can you clarify, what was that move once again?
That the Water Ninja Star. Shirian? Ed Sheeran?
Seriously?
Water... Ed Sheeran.
That's better than what you said the first time.
That is, yeah, true. That is, we'll true. Leave that one alone. So yeah, I think, I mean, to me that would make sense to get those out of the way, and then the summer, you know, they'll do the voting thing again, so we'll probably get another Charizard Community Day. And then another Gengar or Ghastly.
Can we get that Vulpix? Because I really wanted the Vulpix when it was on there, because I wanted a better shot at a shiny Alolan Vulpix.
Yeah. So what? Delphox would get Blastburn, which would be nice.
It would be nice, but I don't think it helps it that much still. It's just so classy.
Yeah, but it does give it... Because I've used it like multiple times, and I used it, I had it in the draft, and Flame Charge is just not good. Like, it just doesn't hit. Like, it's,
that's because
most people don't even shield it.
Yeah, but that's just because it's not a very good Pokemon. Flame Charge on a good Pokemon with a high attack is a good move.
Okay.
But the three starters who really benefits here is Chespin getting access to Frenzy Plant over
Frenzy Plant.
Is it Power Whip, I think is what it has right now?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. That's a huge upgrade for a Pokemon that's Energy Ball. Okay.
Energy Ball.
That has a lot of play as is now in certain restricted metas.
Yeah. It's really not terrible. If you haven't used it, try using it, because it is a learning curve with it. It's definitely not your typical grass type Pokemon.
Just don't let flyers anywhere near it. It'll vanish instantaneously.
It is what's the mushroom?
Breloom.
Yeah, that thing. It has a mushroom on its head. Don't look at me like that, Dino.
I'm like, what Pokemon has a mushroom? But then
it has a mushroom on its head. It's
the other grass fighter, other than the new starter from Arceus.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's bulkier than that. The only thing that has. Oh, can this thing learn counter? Can Chespit? No, Chestnut learn counter. Because maybe it gets a double move. Because that thing needs counter.
I'm validating. Stand by.
I think it has close combat as its other charge move.
It does not learn counter.
Ah, man, that's terrible.
It's got low sweep if they buffed it ever.
Rather rock smash. No, why he's looking at that, and then no,
yes, it does.
Okay, I mean that would be better than no.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fighting fast move. But I think it has what? Vine Whip?
Has Vine Whip.
So it honestly doesn't need a better fast move.
Yeah. I like having, like how Breloom has counter. It just gets to its charge moves so much faster. So. And then Greninja will get Hydro Cannon. I think that's my thoughts. Yeah? Everybody agree with me?
Yep.
Yeah. If not, I'll make you agree with me. Dino agrees with me. He's like, I forgot what you even said, so
just move on.
All right, so that's everything there. So let's go ahead and move over to GBL, because we got some interesting things to talk about there.
Fight!
So, before we get into the meat of the GBL section with some of these glitch fixes and stuff like that, let's just kind of recap what's going on. How is everyone liking what's going on right now with Love Cup and Master League and Master League Premier Classic?
Love Cup's toxic. Literally, that's the extent of Love Cup is toxic moves. Poison moves. I hate it so much.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, my area of those is really annoying for sure. I can say that much, but
not for my Shadow Slowbro.
I mean, Aerodos
can beat
you.
Shadow Slowbro, actually. It can if they get you shields down, one lunge takes you out.
Yes. But you will farm it down faster than it can do that. Even with the debuff. Because I lead with it, and I get a lot of areas.
Okay, in the lead, it's different.
Yes. Oh, no, you can... I've run into people running it in the back. It doesn't have the same effect. You have to lead with that thing.
Yeah.
It's too... Even it's bulky for a shadow, because it's slow, bro. But it's too slow to... me, personally, it's too slow to put in the back.
Yeah. So I did a thing this week. I hit my highest ever ELO.
Really?
Yeah, I climbed up from... I dropped down just below 3,000 trying to figure out Love Cup and said, screw it, I'm going to go to Master League Premier Classic. Because really? Ultra League worked for me. Why not try to bite a poison apple a second time?
There we go.
Running Togekiss, Garchomp, and Waterfall Gyarados. All three of which two of the three have terrible PvP or terrible great Master League IVs. Like my Togekiss is like an 83%. My Gyarados is like a 70-something%. Like it's awful. Garchomp's a hundo.
Okay.
Climbed to 32-35 on Friday. I have went down some since, and I'm sitting at 30-89, I want to say right now. The weekend, the meta in Master League Premier Classic took a snap and shifted immediately. Double charm is a huge thing out there right now, which my team does not want to see. If I see a charmer, I want to get it out quickly because I can deal with it via Togekiss or Gyarados. But if you have a second charmer, I have zero shot of winning.
Yeah.
So... And a lot of the double charm teams are Gyarados lead, double charm in the back.
Or you have an ABA line like Miami Dock.
That one I can deal with better because I use my Togekiss to take out their Togekiss, and then when they switch into the next charmer, I go to Gyarados, which has Aqua Tail and Waterfall, which beats charmers.
You always beat a mirror?
I do something called sneaking a fast move.
And does it always work?
95% of the time it either works, and if it doesn't, we go down at the same time and they always bring in the second charmer for some reason.
So his team,
I guess,
was
because
a Gyarados for the second Pokemon.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, I feel like that's really tough. If I had a Gyarados, if it was like a Charmer, Gyarados, Charmer, I'd probably bring Gyarados to farm up energy if he has Waterfall, of course. But
Most Gyarados are running Dragon Breath in that line.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. So what I was seeing when I was doing my climb, the meta at that time was Dragon or Fighter lead with Double Steel on the back. I had two great steel counters. I just wiped through everything. It was wonderful. I was going 5-0-4-1, 5-0-4-1. I think I went 15 straight sets of positive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. So it, however, if you want to use that team, don't.
it doesn't work anymore.
So I jumped into Love Cup today and I tried John Normus's Dredagon. So I'm doing a Dredagon, Alola Mola, Wigglytuff line. So all of the just nastiness to bring to you.
Wait, what was it again?
Dredagon, Alola Mola, Wigglytuff.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's annoying.
I can see that.
The problem is Ariados in the back is a problem still. Yeah. But most of the time Ariados is in the lead. I would say a vast majority.
Yeah. Ariados is normally in the lead. And then it's Wiggly normally in the back.
Yeah, I've Wiggly's normally in the back.
Yeah. Which is fine because I run my Megcargo in the back. So when they pull out the Charmer, I just throw him out there.
And that's why I have Alola Mola in the back as well.
Yeah, no, for
but
me.
But then I have Electrode.
Wait, what?
Which
what,
loses
actually,
to Wiggly.
But I don't put it against Wiggly.
What but ELO you, are you but, in now, by the way? Astro.
Yeah, Astro, where are we at? You teased us. I forgot. Let's talk about Astro's week. He did good and bad. What happened here? Tell us what happened.
Was it Thursday?
Thursday, you were pretty high. You were excited and
I was, what, like a 3-2 set away from hitting veteran, and I put it down because I lost the first battle, and I was like, you know what, let me just take a breather here. Went, I didn't play the rest of that. Friday, played, finished the sets, done. 0-5. Okay. Take a break. Took a break. Came back. 1-4. By that time, I was just pissed. And I was like, I got it. I can't do this. I went from 24. I think I was like 2490 or 2495, something like that. All the way back down to 2085. Yeah. I lost like
Jesus.
400 points.
Wait, so you lost the points that you gained, basically.
Everything. Everything that I gained, I lost in 3 days.
So
good
maybe
news is our Discord isn't having Astro's luck. Because we've had like 5 people this week hit Legend.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
has maybe. Struggled. That has struggled fought claw all season. So I will tell you, Love Cup, if you can figure it out, it's the place to climb. I'm seeing people climb quick and high.
Yeah. So what I did today. Yeah. Did today. Well, technically, yeah, today. This morning, like midnight. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go in Master League and just have fun. Like, I'm not confident enough in my abilities to say I'm going to do 500 points before the end of the season. I could, because actually I've been doing pretty well. So I took 2/3 of my Master League Premier team, Gengar and Gardevoir, and moved them up into Master League Open with Swampert taking the place of Walrein, because my Swampert has was it sludge wave. I did 3 sets, 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. Gardevoir in the back with charm is nice.
Is it
shadow Gardevoir?
No. No.
That would have been so sick.
No, I don't have that kind of money. No. So it's running double fairy moves. So it's the charm and dazzling gleam and then shadow ball. It very rarely ever gets to any of them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Tough.
It's even at almost level 50. It's still not like very bulky, but those charms hit like even Dialga, it hits them hard. Like it's fun. And then Gengar, I put in the middle because I just lead with Swampert, because I like leading with Swampert, because Dino's drilled it into my head to lead with Swampert for some reason. And then Gengar, it's been fun. Gengar has a rough time. It's fun to use. It catches people off guard when you see a Gengar, but it's not a Master League Pokemon. As much as I want it to be, there's too much Excadrill in the Master League metas for that. And Garchomp. Like Garchomp just eats it up.
I was gonna say, actually, I think Gengar can beat Excadrill because Excadrill's so glassy.
It's tough, depending if that's one. I started leading with Gengar, and Excadrill was the reason I moved Gengar into the back, because people were leading Excadrill, and I can't beat Excadrill with two shields. Like, Gengar's too glassy. It's too glassy for it.
Maybe that shifts once you get the Master League open versus Classic, because in Classic, Gengar wins that matchup. Because Excadrill's that glassy still at Classic level. So maybe that little extra bulk point of getting to level 50 makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think mine is at 48. Because I'm like, what is it, 60 XL candy? I think it's like the last 60 or something like that to max it out. But yeah, I'm going to keep going with Master League and just kind of play it out and try and get better at it.
So we actually have people playing all three leagues this time, because I know Dino has been Love Cup exclusive.
I tried Master League, but I realized that my Hundo Gyarados, I powered up when we first got XL candy, so it's level 42. And I came back, I'm like, yeah, let me go try Wildcats. let me go try Wildcat's team, and I'm like, where the hell's my Gyarados? I'm looking for it, and I go, I'm like, fuck, I powered it up. But that was like 3 seasons ago, and that's how you know I haven't used it in that long. So yeah, I didn't really have anything. I have a few Pokemon that I could try, but I just wasn't having it. I stayed with Love Cup, and I stayed with Crustle, Slowbro, and Medicham. And it's been like, I go from 2700 to 3000, and I go back to 2700 and back to 3000. So it's been like up and down, just gaining Elo at that point, Stardust at that point. And I did end up trying out tonight a version of Alibaba's team, which he hit Legend with. I think it's House Stark's team that he took it from originally, I'm not sure, but Blind Flip hit Legend with that team, which was Wormadam, Alomola, and I think Galarian Slowbro.
Yep.
I think that's what it was. And I don't have Galarian Slowbro, so I was looking like, what is maybe something that could work in replace of that, and I tried Medicham. And the team flows very well. Like, if you get an Ariados lead with a Wormadam, like, that thing, like, they switch quick. And everything else in that team, like, I can see why it's very good. I think Alibaba is pushing for leaderboard tomorrow with that team. So I think he's above 3,200 right now. So that team's good. Maybe that's something, maybe if you have Astro, you could try. And as well as the one that Wildcat mentioned, with the, whose team was that?
Yeah, so John Normus. And I did a slight variation on it, but Swalit and John Normus both were of the same team. Theirs is officially Dredagon, Alolamola, Sylveon. Because you lose that neutral matchup to Medicham's counters, which is actually helpful. So I liked Wigglytuff because it was a harder counter to Licky. Because it's taking zero damage from all those licks.
Right, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, so those teams, I think I suggest if people are still trying to like struggle to find a team, like they seem very consistent. I do like my team. I mean, the Crustle, Slowbro, Medicham has brought me from 2700 to 3000 like at least 4 times since the Love Cup started. So, I mean, it's up and down. So it's like kind of got like going back to where like I have my good days and bad days sort of mentality. So I mean, those three teams, I think they're pretty solid right now with the Love Cup.
So I'm gonna go back to this episode, and I'm gonna record, just cut the beginning part of your little talk there when you talked about powering your Gyarados up over level 40. So every time you laugh at me for when I do something like that, I could just play that back to you.
at the end of like the end of this year, we're all gonna have something where you're gonna play back every single time.
I'm slowly rubbing off on you guys.
The funny thing is, this is probably
just
like
never power anything up is how you keep from doing that.
You wait.
Let me be honest. Happen. I may have accidentally powered up my Medicham when I hit level 46 on Saturday before my faction battle that evening.
So you couldn't use it?
I couldn't use it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't need it. He had two charmers. He had two fairies. I couldn't use it anyways.
It's like drafting the Swallet and deleting it the same day. I'm rubbing off on them.
Quality.
We're all professionals here.
Yes. That's awesome.
It's supposed to be the other way around. That's not good.
It's more comedic this way. Because it doesn't matter. You guys still do like my dumb shit, but still hit legends. So... it's just more fun for me. So we're running this until Monday. And then Monday at 4 p.m. local time, it will, that's 4 p.m. everybody, right?
4 p.m. Eastern.
Then whatever it is.
Yeah, so whatever that equivalency is in your time zone, because it's a global rollover.
So we'll switch to Open Great League, Open Ultra, Open Master, and then Johto. Are we going to try Johto, everyone, or are we...
I'm going to try with my main. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try with my main, for sure. Like,
I've got nothing to lose, and Lantern's rank 2, and I love using Lantern.
So I'm looking at this. It's very, like... Open Great League meta anyway, like Skarmory, Lantern, Azumarill, Meganium, Quagsire, like,
Raikou.
That's your meta. Those five Pokemon are your meta.
Yeah,
Raikou, Shadow.
I'm gonna be running my Wobbuffet.
What the heck?
Actually, Ken.
I think I'm gonna go Lantern, Skarmory, Meganium. Like just basic meta as basic meta gets.
Yeah, because Wobbuffet would get wrecked by Skarmory, no? So don't run that. Yeah. Everyone's going to run Skarmory.
Why? Why would it get wrecked?
All the moves are resisted.
All the moves except for counters resisted, and it has such a low attack, even counters aren't doing anything.
Well, it resists return?
Yes.
It's steel.
Should be neutral, right?
Nope. Steel resists steel. Normal.
God damn it.
Ruined plan.
However, PV Poke says it actually beats Skarmory.
So I think it just outbulks it.
You would have to, yeah. Because it's a pretty solid win. A 635 battle score is a pretty solid battle score.
That's not... Yeah. That's...
However, Meganium does beat it. As well as Azumarill beats it.
Mm-hmm.
So... even then, it loses out to two of the core Pokemon.
Anyway, I need to use it because it always gets banned. So it's like a waste of Stardust.
Did you see your boy Ariados down at number 15 there?
I did. Right around Bellossom. And Shadow Granbull at 13.
Shadow Granbull is going to be a nuisance. Shadow Charm is a terrible thing to have.
Because I'm not seeing a whole lot of poison in this meta here. So it's going to be Hitmontop, Quagsire, Ampharos, Umbreon, and Meganium. It's going to lose to Skarmory, Steelix, Quillfish, Azumarill, and Lantern. I would assume that's just because it's 87 defense with a minus 20%.
It's a little glassy. Though the Azu and Lantern matches are close enough to flip.
It's very,
one,
yeah, it's
one
very
charm
close.
Snuck through flips that matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, just from looking at this, I think you're going to definitely need a Skarmory. And maybe I have a feeling we're going to see Skarmory Steelix.
The problem with Steelix is it's running Dragon Tail. And with Azu being prevalent, it's even Azu as well as Skarmory both. It's just not able to hit them.
Yeah. So, well, obviously Wildcat, you'll be running a Lantern.
Yeah, so Steelix does have access to Thunder Fang. Matthew brought that up to us. It's too slow. I can tell you after using Fire Fang and Ice Fang, if you have any other move access, you're better off using the other move 90% of the time.
Okay. Dino, is there one besides your Meganium, your normal people, is there anyone in here that you're like looking at like this is a must?
I mean, I was trying to go out, like down in the yeah, that was my dog trying but I was trying to look down and I was kind of trying to look at Fortress just because you mentioned Wobbuffet and also there's going to be a few grass Pokemon, but then it would get wrecked by like Skarmory. I think it would have some play versus Lantern because of Earthquake, but
so here's how you flip that matchup with Skarmory. Don't run Earthquake. Run Rock Slide.
Interesting.
Or I'm sorry, Rock Tomb.
Yeah, that could be.
It flips that matchup.
Could be a thing. Wow.
I know that because when I won, what was the first? The Lunar Cup, I think, was the first one this year. That's what I did. Is I did not run Earthquake. I ran Rock Tomb, and I flipped so many matches because of that. That it wasn't even funny. Like that is what won me the thing.
I can see that working out for like basically the top 10. Like that would cover you basically with all of them with just the Mirror Shot and the Rock Tomb.
Yeah, and that's both of them would give you chances to debuff your opponent.
Yeah, and then even with Azu, you have a chance because you would keep luring it to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, see? Yeah, because then even like Charmers, even maybe the only one that would be tough, well, actually 100% would be tough, is Steelix.
At least you're resisting Dragon Tail, but that's just a tough matchup in general for Fortress. Even with Earthquake, Steelix is just bulky.
But yeah, I kind of want to make Fortress work. I think that's going to be my goal, to make a team with that.
So I was looking, because I saw little farther down, and since I'm using it already for Love Cup, down at 30, Macargo. So I was just, while you guys were talking, I was messing around with this. Lantern, Macargo, and Meganium.
Yep, my head was headed covers, in the same place on that one.
Almost covers pretty much the entire everything. You've got two counters for Skarmory, you've got Lantern would, depending on IVs, Lantern on the mirror match, depending on how you play it. But then you got Meganium. Like, really, I don't... Meganium, like, your what's it called? Your mirror match. But Meganium will probably be the only one that looks like, from what I'm seeing here, would be an issue with that team. Because I think Meganium can beat Macargo.
It can in the no shield and the one shield, I think. But it actually loses in the one shield to Macargo as well, because that incinerate just does so much. So it would be bait dependent. You would have to be able to bait Rock Tomb and then throw overheat the next time through.
Yeah.
But Markhago beat Skarmory handily, beat Steelix handily, beats Jumpluff handily. Ooh, how is Umbreon not ranked very high? Just notice that.
25, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not low, but that's not high for Umbreon.
Yeah. Especially since it beats Lantern, Skarmory, Quillfish, Knocked Out, and Jumpluff. So it's beating a good amount. I guess because it loses to... I don't know. It says it loses... I mean, it loses to Azu.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
So I'm assuming you're running Play Rough.
Yeah, in this meta, you're going to have to run Play Rough. There's not enough to justify running Hydro Cannon.
I don't... That's weird. Because that thing is a beast.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by it too, but I'm sure people, this doesn't like, this kind of goes back to like, this doesn't define the meta, you know, just because it's in 25th spot, I feel like it's still going to be very common just because we all saw it, and why wouldn't you run an Umbreon that's super thick?
So, but yeah, so Astor, speaking of sneaking a fast move with Granbull, big sads. Big sads.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us about it?
So, Niantic put out a tweet this week that they have updated the known Go Battle League issues. And the good news is they're working on the GBL. That's number one. Right out of the gate, they're working on it. There is quite a lot of bugs out there that they're working on. Some of them you've probably seen and have been bugged, or has really bugged you. Like sometimes the switch overlay at the bottom just covers your charge moves and you can't throw a charge move. The patch is ready to come out. It's coming out in release 231. Others, you know, sometimes like fast attacks taking longer than expected. So if you've ever noticed like your opponents getting to their moves quicker, even though you're counting your moves and you're not able to get to yours. This happened to me the other day with a Gyarados versus a Magnezone. They got to two wild charges before I could get to an Aqua Tail. Physically impossible for that to happen if your fast moves are going through. My fast moves weren't. That's also being investigated. They think they have a fix. But the one that jumped out to me is, let me go find the actual way they word it. Okay. Fast attacks are inconsistently thrown when opponent throws charged attacks. Issue description. Fast attacks sometimes inconsistently land on your opponent's Pokemon just as your opponent uses a charge attack. What does that mean, Astro?
They're sneaking one in?
Yeah, that's a common part of the game. It was literally Dino's tip of the week in the mirror match is sneak a fast move through.
And they're
considering it's a strategy. I mean,
it is a bug.
It's a bug, but we use it as a strategy because we gotta basically get used to the bug. So
what they said is that potential fix has been found, and we are testing its interaction with other fixes. So they've got the fix in, but they're not releasing it yet. Here's the problem: any fast move that is over 2 seconds becomes unusable. For example, how many times have you been dependent upon Incinerate coming through as they're getting ready to throw a charge move? Because that move takes 2.5 seconds, any Pokemon that's throwing 1 second fast moves, they can throw 2 fast moves and then a charge move and deny fully your Incinerate from ever happening. So anything that's 2 seconds plus becomes near unusable. This, in my opinion, is actually, while it is a bug, it's always been documented as a bug. I think this was something that should be considered part of an advanced skill set that should be left in the game at this point. That's just my 2 cents. Dino, what do you think there?
I think so too. I know a lot of people probably like don't think they should fix it because a lot of people, I mean, let's be honest, get salty if you get moves snuck on you. Like, but if you were the one to do it and sneak a fast move on them, then you like you get like happy, you like you feel confident, you feel you it might be your win con, even. So again, this goes back to like it being a strategy, and I feel like it's gonna change which it seems like they're gonna fix it. If they fix it, then it's gonna change a lot of like game style, like play for a lot of people. You may see even people like not play as good, like as well as they were before, or maybe some just don't change. I don't know. I mean, me personally, I don't know if it's gonna suck more or I'm gonna stay the same. I have no idea, but if it's gonna happen, I guess we gotta just kind of embrace it at this point. But I hope they kind of like see it as like people made videos. You saw it. It's called advanced strategy or something like that.
It's part of advanced strategy, and it's part of. There's also fast move denial is part of what they call it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a thing. Like it's not something like oh we see it as a bug anymore. So I guess it's kind of like a normal thing for us now. So if they change it, I mean, we can't do anything to stop them. But I guess I'm kind of at this point going to be prepared to embrace it if it happens.
So what I find interesting is they say they're testing this with other bug fixes. Who's testing it? Are they testing it with people who actually play GBL and know how to do these?
So they have a GBL coordinator. They actually have someone that does GBL that hits Legend every single season, pretty much. So okay. There are a couple Dynamic employees that really do embrace GBL, and it's been a big part of it. That's one of the reasons I get a little salty when people act like Dynamic doesn't care about GBL. It's like GBL is the single most complex part of the game. It's real-time battling. Let's be frankly honest. Main series Pokemon doesn't even have real-time battling.
Yeah.
So that's it's true. Complex. Anytime you do real-time anything, it's going to be complex. So I'm hoping one thing that if you don't want to see this change, use your voice, let Dynamic know. Be respectful. We don't want to go through a thing where people are just yelling to yell. But let them know that, you know, this is a strategy used in the game and we would like to see it stay there. Because obviously it's not something that they're putting into the game in the next release. Things like the HP swap-in issue, that's being patched out literally in the current version being released right now. Things like the fast attack and lag or fast attack desync, that's coming out and a fix is coming out in the next version. So those are things that do need fixed. When, you know, you start a game and your opponent's already two fast moves ahead of you, that's a problem. When you're not very good at throwing your fast moves and you tap an extra time and you're slow to hit your charge move and they sneak a fast move through, that's your play. That's not the game really allowing that to happen. So that is my Wildcast 2 cents. We'll see what happens if it changes. We're all going to learn. We're all going to adjust. And the meta is going to shift because some Pokemon won't be as viable anymore. Confusion gets hit really hard. Incinerate gets hit really hard. Razor Leaf gets hit decently hard. Volt Switch. Charm? These are popular moves.
Isn't Charm another one possibly too?
Oh, yeah, right? Charm. Oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You don't know how many times like I get Charm. Like, a lot of people ask, actually. I don't know if you guys ask yourself, like, how do you deny Charm? Like, how often you're attacking, like, midway already doing your bubbles, and all of a sudden you see a Charm just hit you, like, out of nowhere. I'm like, how does that even make sense? Like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, so the way that the quote-unquote the advanced strategy there, Charm is a 2.5-second fast move. I think it's 2.5. If you're using a 1-second fast move, instead of throwing on 3, you need to throw at 5 of your fast moves. Because then you are in sync and you're aligned to when their second Charm is coming through. That's the advanced strategy of denying a fast move, is knowing both Pokemon's move count timer. So if I'm throwing bubble, bubble's 1 second. I throw 5 bubbles, they throw 2 charms. At the time that I've thrown that 5th bubble, I'm immediately hitting my charge attack. That way they don't have a chance to get another charm started before the attack animation starts.
Yeah, the way you're explaining it, it almost seems impossible to fix that because it seems natural for it to do it that way. It almost seems like it's not a bug at that point.
Exactly, because what the way it sounds like they're going to have it is once you throw 3 bubbles, for example, you throw an attack, their second charm that they should get through even though they've started it, won't come through because you've thrown a charge attack. You've denied entirely that move from happening.
Exactly. So that's just like, yeah, that just really kills charm and other like fast moves like that.
Do you think that they would reduce the time of those moves?
They would have to do something to keep them viable.
Doesn't.
Yeah, they have to change that too if they're going to change or they're going to fix the bug that they have.
Which is why I'm happy to see that it's not releasing an Avix. It's being investigated with other mechanics of GBO. So hopefully that's what they're seeing. They're looking and saying, this actually mismatches things up even more because you're having timings and it's not working out. I like that some moves are 2.5 seconds and everything isn't on the even numbers. You know, 1, 2, 3, etc. And then even with some moves like lock-on. Lock-on is it a half second or even faster than that? Like, it's quick. Half second. Thank you, Matthew.
Half second, yeah.
So, what happens if I throw a lock-on and then immediately throw a move? I don't even let a 1 second move come through. You're now giving more power to faster moves, which already have a lot of power in the game anyways.
Yeah. Interesting.
I put a lot of thought into this, if you haven't noticed.
No, that's why I let you take this over. That's why, that's because you understand this a lot better than I do. So
it's a math problem. Yay.
I just like that they're actually like they're testing it. The only thing that I concern myself and the first thing I hear when I hear like they're fixing something is what 5 other things are going to break when they fix it.
That seems to be the trend.
That's the only thing.
And after you're in tech, you know that's how it actually goes in the real world.
It is, because there's things that run, there's things that work now because something is broken. And it seems like it's running the way it's supposed to because we're used to it. And then when they fix what was broken, then we're like, wait, you messed up what was actually working, but what actually was working was broken as well. You're just used to it. So it'll be interesting thing. Hopefully they do it fairly early.
I would hope they actually time it up with the start of a season. So, I mean, I understand that means it's possibly 6 or 3 more months out plus, but I would hate to see them introduce this mid-season.
Would you prefer it at the beginning of a season or during like what we're coming into next week, like the end of the season?
I actually would prefer it after Worlds are, because you are introducing this as a actual esport now. You shouldn't change mechanics in the cycle that you're going through.
Yeah, imagine like going to the regionals and then you just play like a freaking noob because of these changes, like. That just, I would be like a little mad.
Or even they don't fix it for Indy, but fix it for Milwaukee. Now you're having people that's qualifying on 2 different game mechanics. So I would prefer them save it if they're going to actually follow through with it, save it until after Worlds. So which means start in, what is that? Is that the September season? Is that when that season starts, I believe?
Yeah, I think so. So,
yeah.
Cool. I think that's, I mean, do you have anything else on it, Dino?
Not necessarily that. I was just kind of curious. We did say that all you guys are going to try Johto once it switches over, or, well, I know that Astro, maybe not, just because you're trying to still climb. So that's why I was kind of curious, like, if you're going to go to Open, stick with, like, a team. I know that you love Ultra, so... I don't, you know, you may use your triple dark.
The Wildcat team, it's there. It's waiting for you.
And yeah. So.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go Johto and see how it works. I think like that team there with Lantern and Macargo and Meganium seems pretty solid. I'm used to all of them. So we'll see how it goes. If it just like starts to bomb and turns into this like Kanto Cup part 2, then maybe I'll bounce out and go back to Ultra League.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I was just going to suggest some teams for, like, if you were to do Open Grade, which I feel like at this point, maybe people already know my teams. For at least, like, Open Grade, I always suggest the Bastiodon, Meganium Toxicroak, and then if you have... I mean, it's probably not as maybe consistent now, but I did like the Swampert, Shadow Hypno, and Skarmory. And then obviously you guys have Wildcat's team for Open Ultra, which was what again?
Walrein, Talonflame, Sylveon. A team that is very dependent upon being able to sneak fast moves in sometimes.
So use it now before if it does change. And obviously I don't think any of us, or maybe somebody, will have something for Open Master, but me myself, I don't think I'll have anything good for that.
So quick question, is this our first rotation of Great League with Walrein?
I don't think he was
there last time Great League was around, so Great League meta might be shifting while we're having it.
Oof. That's a good question. Huh. Cause like with my team, I think I'm good on that. So Bastion team and Meganium and Toxicroak, I can have like two soft counters and a hard counter for it. But you're right. That's crazy. So it might take a little bit. So that's even better for me because Nidoqueen's gonna go away, and I hate Nidoqueen. So run my team, guys.
So just be aware of that if you're gonna step into open Great League, that the meta may shift a little bit. But to be honest, what better time, especially if you've already hit Legend, than the end of the season to learn the new meta?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Dino learn it, and then I'll let him report back to us.
So I'm just looking at PvPoke's top performers for Great League. It was updated January 22nd, and it had Walrein in it. Were we in Great League at that time?
No, Walrein has not been around for this. So maybe it's just based on simulation.
Yeah, I think it was during Ultra that it first came in. So this is going to be interesting to see this change, because I think that was where we saw that Registeel went back to number one.
Oh, and Registeel Zap Cannon is new as well for, oh, Lord, help us all.
Toxicroak. Toxicroak looks real nice.
He does. Run my team.
Toxicroak will lose to Registeel now with Zap Cannon.
Does it?
Yep.
It might, actually. That thing hits hard. But yeah. I know before I could tank a Flash Cannon, and if it does more damage than a Flash Cannon, which I think it does. Yes, you might have to shield once, so be careful with that. I hope it doesn't like take.
So if you're looking to beat Registeel, Nidoqueen is a really good Registeel counter, as well as Swampert.
It's everything.
Medicham still wins against there.
It's really interesting. Yeah, because of the cross chops, makes sense.
So I'm looking at some of these top teams for Great League, and we got Galarian Stunfisk, Deoxys, Venusaur having the top team rating, battle rating. Registeel, Altaria, and Azumarill.
Yeah, so I'm looking at those top teams, and all of them get walled pretty hard by Walrein.
Yeah.
So expect the meta to shift real quick. Between Walrein and Registeel, the meta is going to take a huge change in Great League. So maybe I'll play Great League to try to learn that before the season ends.
I like that this Nidoqueen, Sableye, Walrein team.
Okay, just FYI, Toxicroak does beat Registeel in all shield scenarios, so I am good.
Okay. It's close, though.
Yeah, the no shield is 9 HP or 5 HP left, but the other ones are not. The one shield and the two shield are not.
Okay. Cool. I think that's pretty much it for GBL, right?
Yeah, so what else do we have tonight? Question time? Is that where we're heading next?
Maybe.
Oh, wait, there's this segment that people love that some guy just refuses to do that often.
Oh, I know. Hold on. It's got really good intro music. Somewhere.
No.
Somewhere. It doesn't like it. What's going on? Wait, hold on. Man. Okay, here we go. Ready? And...
This is Astro's Top 10! Astro's Top 10 Super Bowl Halftime Performers. Number 10. What's wrong, Astro? Number 10.
I can't hold it.
I said number 10.
Go back to the yes, Satan. Number 10. Shakira and Jennifer Lopunny.
Number 9.
Christina Aguilera and Toni Braxton.
Number 8.
Shaninja Twain and No Dottler.
Number 7.
Bruce Springsteen and the Evie Street Band.
Number 6.
P. Ditto and Kid Rock Ruff.
Number 5.
Katy Parasect.
Number 4.
Justin Timberlake.
Number 3.
Boyz II Melton and Queen Larvesta.
Number 2.
Aeroblast and Desync.
Number 1.
Los Angeles Unified All City Band with the New Musketeers in audience.
This has been Astro's Top 10!
This is Astro's Top 10!
How you doing, buddy?
I enjoyed his reaction.
It was so awesome. Great.
This is how we know Astro didn't watch the stream last night.
Yes.
No.
This is what I was talking about with him going...
I was not allowed.
Having too much fun in the stream. He was doing this, and he was...
That's awesome.
...shoutcasting Mama Climb's matches, and we just were dying.
So if that was fun for you, this is actually going to be reward redemption inside of our Twitch now. So at any point during our Twitch streams, you can force me to shoutcast a match using one of my many voiceovers that I have that I can turn on and off at any time I need to. And Astro nor Mr. Breaker had no clue that was actually going to happen tonight. This was something Dino and I conspired for.
That was bravo, bravo. So funny. It's just interesting. Random knowledge that is going to do absolutely nothing for anybody's life. Did you know that up until I think it was like 1990, the Super Bowl halftime shows were just marching bands? And do you know who the first like pop group or star to do a halftime show was?
I do not.
New Kids on the Block.
I was gonna say NSYNC.
NSYNC has never done one.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. That's why I put DSYNC. Yes. Nice. Aerosmith.
Oh well, no, they weren't NSYNC. The headliner. Oh. They were with others.
With Aerosmith.
They were
NSYNC.
I'm sorry. That was the Aerosmith halftime show when NSYNC just kind of showed up.
It was the Aeroblast and DSYNC.
Yeah, I got you. I just. However, this halftime show was banging, and they led to the Rams of the victory.
It's good. So what was even better besides me cracking up over the thing was when I did Boys to Meltan. I think Matthew almost fell out of his chair over there.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
And what you guys all liked Katy Parasect.
No, that one was good.
That was the best one of the bunch. It really was.
It threw me off.
I think someone who really likes these should pick their favorite ones throughout them and try and create like a character for each one, like a Katy Parasect or like something that like one of my numbers and create it, and then we'll put it all together and like throw it on a shirt or something like that, or make stickers or something out of it.
So the other thing, just like my random sound effect can show up at any time, this voiceover just to make Astro angry could show up at any time with any random voice.
I love it. There's a difference. I love shit like that.
Do you really love me, though? Do you?
Are you sure? Are you sure that you love me?
Yes, do the rest of the show like that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right. So I had fun with this one. I had fun with it. I went down memory lane of all the things, all the different shows, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. I also enjoy our questions, because this is probably my favorite part of the show, because I don't look. So I'm telling everyone right now, I do not look at these questions until we get to this part of the show. I do not look at them on the Discord. When Matthew sends us the notes, I do not look at them because I want to be surprised, and I just want it all to flow and be new to me. I know that's probably very unprofessional. I should probably read them and be prepared for them, but you guys sent us some good questions. So
they did.
Let's go over. Yeah. Let's do the question and answer segment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. So, first question comes from King Tom, right? We got two parts. How many trades have you done? And second part is, what did you do for the Super Bowl? What foods did you have? What's your favorite party food? Skyline dip for the win. I don't know what Skyline dip is, so I'm going to have to look.
I'll go first.
Cincinnati chili. It's a local Cincinnati thing.
Okay. Like Skyline?
That's good to know. Skyline chili is actually a company in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
But sorry, King. Sorry, King Tom. Gold Star's better.
Whatever that is.
I don't know.
He'll know. And we'll get hateful comments in the Discord for it.
I'll just make it easy.
I gotta pull up my
for you guys in this question. I'll say zero trades. And then
no, you've done more than zero trades ever.
No.
Total trades ever.
Oh,
there's
ever.
A batch.
I thought like this was like recent.
You did like seven with me.
I don't know how many I've done. He wants like, to, ever.
It, is there it's how do the you, gentleman badge. It has like two Pokeballs going to each other. Go ahead and look it up, y'all. Here, I'll show you on the screen. This is the gentleman badge.
Gentleman badge.
Or medal. Sorry, they're not badges, they're medals.
Okay, I see it.
So I, as those on YouTube already know, I've done 1,015 trades. That's a sad number. That's a really sad number.
Well, that's pilot. Yeah, okay. I've done 1,000.
We obviously trade a lot in this community here.
I'm still looking for
don't
it.
Have a lot of people to trade with.
I think Camo posted his. I think he was at like 25,000 or something like that.
What the heck? I have so many trades.
And I'm pretty sure.
I didn't even know.
I don't have 1,000. Shoot, I read this wrong. I only have 331.
What? Get some friends. I'm so glad we met. Let's go meet up.
Oh, that is sad. 10 of them, that's so sad.
10 of them were from me, from Dino, when we had the trade distance.
Yeah, we took advantage of that.
And then, yeah, and most, and probably the rest of them are like me trading stuff to my kids or when my wife has something that I need and she trades it to me.
I think most of my trades were like way back in the day, like 4 years ago, because I have 1,100 trades.
So Dino has more than me.
Yes.
Yay, I love it. So yeah, there's that. What did I do for the Super Bowl? I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Wait, what?
I didn't.
I thought you liked football. I thought that was a thing.
I do like football, but there was nothing. There weren't teams that I was. I didn't have a like love for either one, and I didn't have a hatred for either one. So there was really no like rooting interest for me. I didn't even watch the halftime show until today. I watched it today.
I feel like thoughts on the halftime show.
But hold on, hear me out. Yesterday was my Valentine's Day, so I had to do what wife wanted to do. She does not like football, so
fair enough.
We're not doing anything like that.
But thoughts on the halftime show first off.
Oh, I loved it. I felt like I went back to high school.
Exactly. I felt like I was cruising with my 215 subs in the back and just my truck and car bouncing on it. Oh, it was so good.
Yep. I will say, who did 50 Cent eat?
That's everywhere. Who? You mean the dollar? Like, he turned to a dollar now. That's the thing now. 50 Cent. He's not a 50 Cent anymore. He's a dollar.
That vest looked real, real tight.
I said this, and let's be frankly honest. Eminem's rocking the dad bod now as well. He got a little chunkier too, but not like 50 Cent. Yeah.
No.
That was excessive.
And then Dr. Dre playing the piano. Oh, that just brought back. Oh,
that was good.
Such a good head.
I had to. When I watched it, I had to call my sister into my office just to verify that I was actually looking at 50 Cent. Snoop is Snoop.
And Mary J. I do think Mary J's, the second song she sang, it slowed it down a little bit for me. It took it from a really high, but it's one of her best songs she's ever written and sung. So I get why it was there, but it kind of dropped the energy a little bit and then it just kicked right back off afterwards though. So just all around, it was a great show.
Yeah. This may be the unpopular opinion. I still think Lady Gaga's halftime show was the best one, but this one is like right up there.
The one I keep hearing people talk about is Prince.
Prince was really good,
but
too.
I think this was better. But I think this was the best one. However, I did see I think it was my wife that sent this to me. I'll have to read this meme to you just so you guys can feel the pain. Everybody born between 1985 and 1995 saw the Super Bowl halftime show lineup and was like, sweet. Instead of doing a show for old people like the Rolling Stones or Paul McCartney, or the Who, they did one for us young people. And then 10 seconds later, it hits us. Y'all welcome. We old now.
Yep. Yay. I realized that because my cousin is staying with us and she's 19. And she didn't know any of, like, she knew the names of, like, she knew Eminem. But, like, when they were playing the songs, like, she was like, I don't know those songs.
But that's his best song ever. Need moms. Oh, okay. Sorry. But I ate leftover tacos on my couch watching the game and had Dino on the side streaming and bugging him when I felt like it.
Yep.
My favorite party food, Doritos all day.
Queso, cheese dip.
I like guac and chips. I'm that Hispanic.
No. So I make I guess I've never really named it, so I'm gonna name it today. Astro nachos. It is half nacho cheese Doritos, half the spicy chili, or it's like chili something Doritos. They come in a purple bag. I forget.
Yeah.
Sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
Yeah. Something. Half and half. Ground beef, guacamole, and queso.
That'd be good. That'd be ongoing.
When am I going to go pick this up?
when Wildcat decides to come to Florida.
He's coming.
About that. April. Possibly. We're still working out details, but it's a good chance I may be down there.
Yeah. Not too far. Like, I'm like right. I would be right in the middle between Dino and you if you're in Miami. So that would be perfect. All right. So next question from Who's Your Daddy? Or Who's Your Dada? Why is Wildcat a Rams fan? Shouldn't he be a fan of a professional team in Kentucky? Oh, wait. Never mind.
That's actually a good question.
This is why I'd like to read it later. This is why I'd like to read it later.
Most people in Kentucky are fans of Cincinnati. Just put it where it's at. But as a kid, one of my early big time watching NFL was The Greatest Show on Turf with Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. So I really started following that team. And I'm not one of these people that once your team starts sucking, that you just abandon ship and jump to who's next. As most Bengal fans understand, because they've sucked for so many years. And to be frankly honest, this team is good. If they fix the O-line, this team will be back in many more Super Bowls. They really will be. But I just don't trust the Bengals to say that or do that for the Bengals.
Just think how good they could have been if they got rid of Andy Dalton a lot sooner.
Or, you know, brought an offensive line to the Super Bowl. It's really bad they made Joe Burrow pick the ball up off the ground every time. I know. Sorry. I'm sorry, King Tom and Mac and Tyler. I am sorry, but I'm also not. But that's why I'm a Rams fan. And if you haven't watched American Underdog, it's the story of Kurt Warner. Watch it now. Great freaking movie.
That's on, I think I saw that on, was it Amazon?
You can rent it on Amazon currently. It's not for free yet.
Okay, cool. All right, moving on. Our next question from Mama Climbs. If your kids and or significant other were Pokemon, what Pokemon would they be? Dino?
That's easy. So I would say the oldest would be Greninja. And then my youngest would be Squirtle.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's kind of easy because that's their favorite Pokemon. And it fits them. Like, my little one is just like, he seems like a little cute squirrel. Like, I like it. So, and then my older one, he just loves to jump around a lot. Like, a lot of, like, sports stuff. So, it kind of fits perfectly. Wildcat.
My wife is Chansey, and she's a nurse. This is literally, we joke all the time that when I catch a Chansey, I actually named my shiny one my wife's name.
Nice.
It's what so her spirit animal is. My daughter.
And this is why he gets to go to Indianapolis.
Yes.
On Mother's
Day. Yes. my daughter, something cute, maybe like a little bit of a Ralts.
Yeah. Nice.
Or actually, better yet, Aquilia. She likes to dance, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes Astra, sense. What about you? Oh, we're going to be here a long time, y'all.
No. I'll go with my three oldest, because we actually had this, we have this conversation probably like every other month. They like, for some reason, ask me what Pokemon they think they are. And for the most part, they stay pretty consistent. My oldest is Squirtle, because he has that like attitude where he thinks he's like super cool, because he's almost 10, so he's at that age where he thinks he's like super cool, but he's still like 9 years old.
Makes sense.
My middle one is 100% Gengar.
Wow.
He's 100%.
Why is that?
Because he could just be an asshole. His favorite thing in the world to do is scare my mom. So my mom gets scared over everything. And I gave him a whole bunch of like those little poppers.
Oh god.
Those little throw poppers. And she'll be sitting in her chair watching TV, and he'll come behind her and just start throwing them over, and they'll go pop, 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 all around. She'll start screaming. Those are the things he likes to do. And then my third, the third one, he is Slowbro. And I know that's a bad thing to say about your kid, but
why?
He is Slowbro. Okay. So first of all, he's the short, stocky one of the group. But when you talk to him sometimes, he just gives you that look, like that Slowbro look, where he's just like... like... there's nothing. You know there's nothing going on. there's okay. Absolutely nothing.
But more importantly, what about your wife? Let's get you in trouble now.
My wife is Misty.
That's not a Pokemon.
No.
It's not. But nope.
You gotta answer the question. We Maybe gotta have this, it on, nope. on recorded. Let's go.
Because this will be the episode that she listens to. So you're Misty, babe.
Does she even know They're who not Misty gonna get is? Me. Does she know who Misty is?
She does. Okay. She does, because we...
What, why are you writing she's Jinx in the chat? What is wrong with you?
I didn't write that.
Oh, Dino, you see it typing. There.
I'm going to take a typing. Screenshot.
I'm going to just hold my hands up. I don't know what to do with my hands. she knows who Misty is because I wanted to do Ash, Misty, and... Togepi with the baby for Halloween, but the Togepi costume wouldn't get here in time, so we didn't do that. Oh no, I have a hat. I've done Ash before.
So Matthew just said in all of our ears to Astro that he didn't think his hair would make it in time.
I just started talking to him and realized no one knows what he's right? saying. And no one, even in the YouTube, no one's gonna get it because they won't be able to see it either. We are off the rails. Going on, moving on. Next question. From Modders, how much Stardust do you all have at the time of this recording? Let's go with Dino first.
Why do I have to go first? This is the time I don't want to go first.
There's a reason.
You guys know I spend all my dust, so I have
I'm rich,
definitely not.
Here we go.
Here comes the money.
Yeah, I have 5.5.5.9. Hello?
I'm sorry. You want it again? Okay.
Here we go.
Here comes the money.
5.9.
There you go. I like that one.
No, it's
not. Okay, Dino.
18,000. That's it.
No, for real. How much Stardust?
Oh, I'm not joking. When I say I spent it all, I spent it all. Yes. 18,078.
For only $1 a day, you too can sponsor a poor Dino in the wild.
Please.
I'm at 1,157,000. So what is that? 1.1? I'm not good with the word number thing. Like
yes.
Wildcat is 1.1.
Close enough.
1.157. to the Sega style.
Hence, 1.1 is close enough. Because I can tell you, mine's not okay. Exactly 5.9, but it's close enough.
Okay. Yeah. It was higher, but I built a Florgus. My 100% one to try and use in Master League, because I think I saw Zionic. Was it Zionic that used it? Someone was using it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. It's actually not that bad. It's not terrible. It's not great. It's not terrible. So, moving on. This next one comes from Three Floyds and Eonton?
E110.
E110? Ah, there we go. I should have read that one ahead of time. How/when did you all meet, and what made you do a Pogo podcast?
So I think the story's longer for you two to start with.
I mean, we didn't actually technically ever meet in person, but
we have.
That was way after we even started doing the pod. So I think we just first interacted during that tournament that we did. I think like a pyramid tournament, I believe it was called. And then I think that was the first time. And then I think I met you for the first time when we did a trade. I think it was for a trade I think I was picking up some cables or
no, it was,
I don't remember.
Yeah, bringing you some stuff to make your computer.
Yeah.
I had been wanting to do this for a while. Probably about four months before we actually started the podcast, and I just didn't have. I had somebody that I was going to do it with, and then they ended up getting a job offer that was just going to take up a lot of their time, so they weren't going to be able to do it. And I just got very lucky. There was this tournament that was going on where you had to team up with people in like your city or your local area, and I didn't have anybody from Broward that I knew, and I got lucky and someone sent me Dino's information. So he messaged me and was like, you can join our group. And I was like, okay. And it was me, you, Arnuflo. Was it Arnuflo?
I think so. I don't recall exactly the people. So.
This is a couple of, it's actually a few people that are in our Discord.
Yeah.
We're actually on that team. And I was like, you know what? Let me ask him. Cause he was the coach of the team. Like literally like everyone just called him coach. And I was like, is this guy coach? Like, is he actual coach? but like I saw he knew what he was talking about, and he just had a really good way of putting it for someone like me to understand. So I just asked him, and he was like, yeah, sure. I have no idea how to do any of this.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to edit or record it.
Exactly. That was exactly my word. Exact words.
Yep. And now we got you streaming, Dino, on your own. Look at you.
Look at that.
Astro, yes. do you remember how you got me involved in all this craziness? After I kicked your butt in PTR like three straight tournaments, and then you're like, oh, you like should be interested in this Discord time. I've got going on.
Yeah. Actually, I sent you the podcast and you started listening to the podcast. And then when we did the Discord, honestly, Wildcat just, he was in there and just kind of just was doing what he does now. Just not being part of the show. And I was just like, hey, you want to be the admin? So he was our first admin, and I had him on the show one day because Dino was sick or it was
school.
Oh, no,
it was
school.
Finals.
Yeah, finals.
And then he came on with his shitty Bluetooth headset, and it was like the worst. It sounded like somebody was talking in a tin can. But people liked him. Even with all that, they still liked him. I had him on again the next week. And by like the third time he was on there, I was just like, listen, he's just going to be part of the show because I like talking. And
it's
ever
a
since
sweet
then,
country drawl that just gets everybody up in arms, you know?
Yep. And then, yeah, it just kind of, it's all taken, it's all gone very, very fast and it's building very fast. We brought on Matthew 3 weeks ago, I think,
four or five, actually, I think it's longer than that.
At least like
January,
4 or 5
right?
episodes.
It was like mid-January because I was just tapped out doing the notes and I'm like, we've got to have someone start doing this. Matthew's like, I can do it.
Yep. And yeah, it's getting there. It's we're doing what we want to do. We're heading in that direction. So thanks,
and then we brought Siegel on to make our Discord not be crappy.
Yeah. Because if it was up to me, it'd be like one channel and everyone would just talk.
That's how it was when we first started, kind of.
It was when it first started.
And no one has any different roles. Everyone has one role.
Yep. You're in. So yeah, so that's it. So, but there is a lot of plans for the future. A lot of things that are going to be stemming off from the main podcast into hopefully what will become a PvP network of sorts of content, video, audio, you know, meetups too, eventually. So yeah, so that's all the stuff. So that's everything about us podcast. Next question from Greninja Muffin. Yay.
Something about
his question got in this time. His question got in. Because I still feel bad that I forgot his question. That was in
we
the
never
email,
even
so.
Answered it. I'm going to well, that might be too late now, but I'm going to probably message him. Just in case.
Like a year later. Be like, hey, remember that time you emailed us a question and we forgot to read it? Really sorry about that. But he writes, what are some of your favorite Florida Man headlines? And do you know anyone who has actually done something crazy? Or have you done something crazy? Florida Man is, I want to say 80% of my state, of this state. So I see it everywhere. And they're all very accurate. We did have a zombie.
Dude, that was mine. I was gonna say
zombie.
That one.
Literally ate somebody's face on the highway.
I was in that highway when that was happening.
Yep.
I was terrified.
A couple months ago, I think it was up by you, Dino, up in Boca. Some girl got arrested for shooting someone or something. She was claiming she was Harry Potter.
I didn't actually hear about that one.
She was on some and she walked into like a grocery store claiming she was Harry Potter. And I guess either shot somebody with thinking her gun was a wand or something. I don't know. But those are the things that happen in Florida. And yes, it's all real and true. So,
Florida Man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing alligator through Wendy's drive-thru window.
Oh, this is the greatest thing. I love it.
Oh. Matthew's going to slap me before it's all said and done.
I love it. This is everything that I wanted. If we do lose fans because of it, that's on you, but it's worth it.
It's your fault then.
Listen,
but
hey, listen, I will say,
if you've
our Twitch viewership
through
went
us
up
this long
a lot. Well, while we were doing this, like it went up from like 8, I think we jumped up to like 25 at one point on Saturday night or Sunday night watching when I got on here just
as soon
stupid.
As he started like doing the the voices, I think we got like three or four follows. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, how would they even know that he's doing this? Like, it's just so random.
If you leave us at this point, what were you doing for a year? Like, what got you to the point where, like, now you're like, man, I'm done with this shit. That's it. The voices, that's my tipping point. That's where I draw the line. Florida man was arrested for tossing a gator into a Wendy's.
And charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm. A Florida man was accused of attacking a girlfriend with a banana. And these are things that are actual in actual newspapers.
Y'all crazy down there. Let's just be honest. Y'all crazy.
Come to our state. It's great. Florida man tries to trade a live alligator for beer. I would have said that one was more Kentucky, but...
We don't have alligators up here, except for when John Normus has to chase them and get them put into a cage.
Or when they come up from Gainesville.
Yeah, to lose. Did you see the basketball game this weekend? 21 points? Basketball. Ouch.
I don't watch college basketball until next month. That's it. So... all right. Next question from Thanks Obama. Pie or cake? Cake all day. My favorite thing.
Cake? This is... Specifically cheesecake.
Yeah.
That's nice. Cheesecake is a pie.
What? It's called cheesecake.
Cheesecake is a pie.
It's a cake.
No.
It's a cake. It is cheesecake.
It has a crust. It has a crust. Therefore, it's a pie.
Y'all tell Astro how wrong he is. Go ahead and blow up his DMs.
Tell me.
I'm curious to see that. But I just go along with it saying cake. So that's all.
It's a pie. next question comes from Fish Out of Heater. If you were forced to kill one member of the podcast, who would it be?
Clearly, Astro is going first now, because he already has someone in mind.
No.
Why? That? No, not you're going first now.
I don't want anybody to die.
You know, it's funny. I saw his question when he wrote it, and I told him, you just want to create drama, don't you? So.
Who's it gonna be? I think it's gotta be me.
What? Oh my god, just like a complete turnaround. What?
Fish, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't think...
Matthew volunteered his tribute.
He volunteered himself?
It's in chat. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he did. There you go. Oh, man. See, all these visual things now. All these things you're going to have to use. You're going to see to watch on YouTube. Just watch it on the YouTube. Next one from Team Magma. Tyler, congrats on the Super Bowl, but wouldn't it have felt so much better to have won it in a legit manner and not letting the refs decide the game?
So the refs decided the game when the Bengals got the ball with 45 seconds back and just needing a field goal to tie it? Or did they decide the game when they missed the face mask / pass interference call when the Bengals scored the go-ahead touchdown to start the second half? Which one of these calls? Don't get me wrong. The holding was ticky-tacky, but he did have two hands on the receiver. By definition, that's a penalty. It should have not been called, but the Bengals had four more attempts to stop the Rams, and got the ball back and still couldn't do anything. You shouldn't let your quarterback have to hike the ball to himself.
I'm rich, bitch!
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
Here comes the money!
Money, money, money! Dollar,
dollar! 5.9. It's
not on. 5.9.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I just needed to get...
You realize now...
Let me turn that off. You realize I'm going to have to use a funny voice every time now. And it has to be a different one every time.
Okay. But only when it's questions about football.
No, no. I'm talking about for that your wonderful sound effect that you're killing me with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, next question comes from Matthew Brager. Did you just put this one in there, by the way? Or was it there the whole time? You just put it in there? Thanks. Because I was like, I think there was that many. How do you start using Pokegenie for raids? Asking for a friend, of course. Oh, okay. So, you just, when you open it up, there's a whole bunch of bars. You just click on it, enter queue, bada bing, bada boom. And you just wait for them to pop up and say, add this person. You add them, and then it says, they're going to send you an invite. And then they send you an invite. It's actually... Oh, okay. So, if it's a legendary Pokemon that requires, I think it's five people or more. I think it's also for Megas. If you do not have the correct counters... or counters that get to a certain battle rating, you cannot participate in the raid.
So just go take screenshots of good counters or appraise good counters and it'll let you in immediately.
Exactly. It has to be ones that you appraise. So you could have it in your Pokedex, but if you didn't scan it into Pokegenie, Pokegenie doesn't care. They're like, nope, sorry, you can't do this one. So scan all those in. Yes. And of course he just wants everyone to know he's asking for himself, a friend. we've got another question. Oh, okay. Is this the one that he asked before? Okay. So this is the elusive. Yeah.
Correct.
That word. Greninja Muffin question. Hello, Astro Dino Wildcat. I hope it's not too late to submit a question.
Just a little bit.
But it's not his fault. It's not. I just caught this moments ago, so this was
2 weeks ago now.
I already have a Fire Spin Charizard for Ultra League and a Dragon Breath one for Ultra League. I've yet to build a Dragon Breath one for Ultra. I've yet to build. My question is, should I build this as a wing attack for Ultra? Should I replace one of my Ultra League Charizards, or should I build it for Great League? If so, what fast moves does this change when keeping Love Cup in mind? Okay, so it's, you should have one of each.
Yeah.
Is that the consensus?
I would think so. That would be like my first initial thought. But then I started to think, like, does he even have one for Great League at all? Like, because he says that he should build one for Great League, but I don't know if he has like one that's not like ranked high or anything like that, but it would be more ideal, I guess, to have all three in Ultra League.
Yeah, and Ultra League has more play for Charizard than Great League ever does. It's just too glassy, and Talonflame just so far outperforms Charizard in Great League.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to have three Charizards, I would have them in Ultra League. Great League, I would say Dragon Breath. And then a shadow.
Yeah, but for this occasion,
shadow with Fire Spin.
Yeah, for this occasion, for sure, Ultra League. Because we've seen Wing Attack be good in teams. We've seen Fire Spin might be a little bit better, and sometimes you want to use that Dragon Breath. So I think it's really good. And this kind of goes along with like the whole Hypno thing that we were talking about, like, so you don't keep going back and forth. Because what I do is I just use the Elite Fast EM, because I have like so many on my Charizard whenever I want to use Wing Attack, and then put it back to Fire Spin and change it back and forth, maybe like once a season.
And I'm looking at the screenshot. It's a rank 7 for Ultra League. So yeah.
Yep.
I would take a rank 7 Ultra League over a rank 6 Great League. But it's just, again, my opinion. So our last question comes from Dino and Wildcat. And they write, who grinds more? Go to your Pokemon screen, search age 0 through 7 at !hop.
So Dino and I was having a conversation on Twitch about him saying I'm such a grinder. And I put up a little challenge to him. So you're going to search age 0 to 7 and not hop, so you get rid of all of your hop it, because we're not going to count Community Day against you. And how many Pokemon have you caught in the last 7 days? Dino and I was within about 2 or 3 of each other.
Yeah, but if you delete them, it won't.
Yeah, you'll have to add any that, you know, if you think you've deleted 30 or 40, add that into your total.
Yeah, that's kind of how I ended up like having the same number as Wildcat, because I think
I haven't cleaned out my storage in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I deleted some.
Oh, I clean out my storage every day. So this is trash.
Okay.
31.
So about approximately how many do you delete a day?
100, between 130 okay, and 170.
Y'all, here's your grinder. It is not Dino or I. Dino, what was our number? Was right at 100.
Literally total 100.
For the 7 days. Yeah,
for the 7 days.
But I work on a Pokestop. I work on actually 3
exactly.
Pokestops.
Exactly, grinder.
Grinding all the time, grinding. Look at this guy.
This hey, I don't do it, the gacha does it, but
still counts.
It does it,
still counts. Yet you still have so little dust.
Well, that's because I build things. I have an obligation to the people to build things. Someone has to build Master League Pokemon, and it's not going to be you, and it's not going to be Dino.
Yeah, it's King Tom's job now.
Thank God.
We can't rely on him, someone else to do our job. Wait, was this one shiny? Oh, damn it. I thought it was. I thought I got
ooh, butterfly.
I did get 2 shiny Registeels this week.
I got 1.
I got 2.
But that's fine. Now I have 1 of all of them. Okay. Well, then that's it, right?
Yes.
It's a show. It's a long one again. Isn't it always, though?
No. Oh, yeah. Exactly 3 hours. Oh, it would have been less, minus the idiocracy that's gone on.
How's that different than any other week?
It's not. It's not at all. I got to move my phone because it's doing that thing in my ears. Driving me nuts. Okay, so before we wrap up the show, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Links will be in the show notes. Special thanks to our Twitch subscribers, or subscriber, Red Phoenix 17, Phoenix S17. That's, you guys added a new thing to my list of things that I have to say at the end.
Just for the newest ones. Just the newest ones.
Oh, okay. All right. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Murd, Thanks Friend 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Hasui and Ryan, Schwartz, right? Same person?
Same person, okay. Yes.
And Mosh Pit 37. our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens in High Fives, and King Tom. Discord admins, Reyes683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. Our executive producer, Matthew Breaker. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPPP Podcast. You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPPP. You can email us at info@btwpvp.com. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and everything else will be in the show notes, along with information from our friends at Palatown PvP. And yeah, so like we said, I should have read, again, this is why I should have read the end of this, because it would have flown better, because it's a new part. If becoming a Patreon isn't something that you want to do, you could always help the show by going on our YouTube now and subscribing, clicking the little bell, the thumbs up, liking us, leave a comment, all of that fun stuff. Or you can rate us on Spotify now, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's really appreciated. I know it doesn't, like, everyone asks you guys to do these things, but surprisingly, it really does help. It helps put the podcast out, like, to more people. The higher it's rated, it gets out more.
So, and we always read reviews, like, on the show.
When we get them. Thanks, guys. I love you all. I love you all.
We did one thing that we did forget to mention is that we will be doing, I don't know if we did mention it or not, but we will be doing the Coach's Corner on Sunday.
With Clifford Mert.
Yes.
Sorry, I just yawned. Oh, man. And I don't edit any of this stuff out, so people are super professional here. Top of the line. Top of the line. So yeah, finally, thank you to everyone for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm WildcatDad17.
And I am Dino El Mágico. Until next time, good luck and get good.
You got a voice.
He has a voice.
What makes you think I do that? Oh, this is too much fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.